media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big radio broadcast lined up for you today. Wide open phones, all the important news covered here on air. The great grab bag of your calls. People taking us in different directions, bringing up important issues, topics, and stories. It is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of November, 2008. We have 4 hours laying out before us. We have a writer joining us coming up in the next hour who's done a report on Homeland Security turning the nation's, now a vassal state of global corporate crime syndicate, the nation's spy satellites inward on the American people and tying the local police into them. So the full story on that coming up in the next hour. She'll be on with us about 20 minutes. We have some other guests we're lining up as well today. In other news, we mentioned it yesterday, but I want to get into more detail today on this. $2 trillion of the bailout, that was the Bloomberg headline, is secret. The private Federal Reserve and the quasi-governmental treasury, it's now quasi-governmental because it's being given separate governmental powers, kind of outside of the government, to merge with the private Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is eating the government, is basically what's happening right now. They just calmly announce, hey, $2 trillion, we're not going to tell you who we gave it to. And you're never going to be told, so sit down and shut up. That's exactly what Rumsfeld and General Myers testifying, 3 years ago now, before the House Banking Committee. They just said, we're not going to tell you where it went. We're not going to discuss where it went. And the congressmen and women were saying, but we keep asking you every year where all these trillions have gone. It was $2 trillion in 2001. When the Associated Press reported on it, it was well over $4 trillion 3 years ago, the last hearing I saw on it. I don't know what it is now. Just total lawlessness. And what are they going to do next? I mean, just stealing everything and saying, we won't even tell you where it went. And if Congress complains, they threaten martial law on them. This is the real issue. So we'll go over this report from Paul Watson up on prisonplanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money, fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscoring age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the henhouse. Another report here. This is out of the Associated Press today. Georgia congressman warns of Obama dictatorship. That's right. A Republican congressman from Georgia said Monday he fears the president-elect Obama will establish a Gestapo-like security force to impose a Marxist or fascist dictatorship. We're working on getting him on today. We'll read you his quotes when we get back from break. I sound a bit different. Again, I've got a chest cold, but news is too important to lay around in bed, so I am here live today. You will hear me pausing from time to time, though. On other economic news, American Express to become bank holding company. So we'll be going over that area of the economy. Worries about housing consumers since stocks lower today. Lower big time. Also, snow arrives early in Utah, Colorado, and any other states. And they're having record cold temperatures on a planetary scale right now. That's why they bait and switched you. It's no longer global warming. It's now climate change. And Obama swears with executive order to start the carbon taxing and to list what you exhale as toxic waste. That way we're all climate criminals. But our children, don't worry, are climate cops, and we'll stop us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're covering the fact that local police are being federalized and being given the live tracking systems to dial into your cell phone to listen to you without warrants. Not even when you're using the phone to talk on it, but to dial in and use it as a microphone to use the spy satellites that are supposedly to fight the Ruskies and the Iranians against the American people and a lot more. That is coming up. I want to get into the subject of martial law and the denial of people out there. You know, instead of all the neocons and mainline liberals who heard myself and many others over the last decade plus warn them about the erosion of posse comitatus, the integration and militarization of police, merging them with the military, the move towards compulsory national service, all the urban warfare drills going on where the military is openly training with local police to confiscate our firearms door to door. Instead of seeing all of that come true now, seeing all of that being openly announced, oh yeah, we've gotten rid of posse comitatus. Yeah, we're training to confiscate guns. Yeah, we may need to declare martial law. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act stating that the president's above all the governors and can use the military against the American people whenever he wants, and the high-powered microwave guns, on and on and on. Instead of people saying, wow, these guys were right. These guys were on to something. We better listen more carefully to them. Man, major newspapers are admitting the government's built all these FEMA camps for the American people. Instead, our detractors, and I watch them on the message boards and the emails I get, and I hear them on talk radio, and it's a discussion in newspapers, and they say, oh, where did the martial law go that Bush was going to declare for the election? Where is it, Alex? You said he was going to do it for the election and suspend things, and it didn't happen. Do you know what that's called? That's called a straw man. A straw man. They make up something that you didn't say and then attribute it to you and then claim that you're wrong. That'd be like saying Alex Jones said Planet X was going to smash into the Earth in 2002 and kill everybody. No, I went on air and said that was a hoax and that it was baloney and that it wasn't real. Doesn't matter, their websites and news articles lying, saying I did say that. And what did I say 2, 3, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago? I said they have set up the apparatus, the systems of martial law and federalization, and in slow motion, they're already, without a shot being fired, federalizing the counties, the cities, the states, the regions, the nation. And then that goes under international control through treaty. The banking system now going under martial law of the international elite, where the smaller banks and insurance companies and financial institutions have a private group of banks above them that have governmental power through the nations they control, through the debts and through their think tanks and roundtable groups, and they order them, they instruct them to carry out their policies. And now all of that is being announced exactly like we said it would. And so we have people living in denial about it. You see, martial law is the Congress being threatened with martial law if they don't follow their orders. Martial law is when the federal government is completely run by a small inner group through the executive that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants, and says that it's above the law, which we have. It's martial law when the police are paramilitary. It's martial law when you have a giant portion of your population in prison. It's martial law when you see due process being thrown out the window. And so we have this incremental buildup. Now, at any time, this month, 6 years from now, I don't know, at any time, they can stage more terror attacks or provocateur terror attacks or release a biological weapon and blame it on foreign imaginary terrorists or claim that it was just naturally occurring and use that as a way to accelerate the consolidation over society. And they have set it up that way so they can pose as the saviors time and time again. So that is the bottom line here. So we have a congressman come out in the Associated Press and say this. Georgia congressman warns of Obama dictatorship. A Republican congressman from Georgia said Monday he fears that President-elect Obama will establish a Gestapo-like security force to impose a Marxist or fascist dictatorship. That's coming a long way that this guy's getting, that it could be communist or fascist. The bankers like both. Anything centralized. It may sound a bit crazy and off base, but the thing is, he's the one who proposed this national security force. Representative Paul Brown said of Obama in an interview Monday with the Associated Press, "I'm just trying to bring attention to the fact that we may, or may not, I hope not, but that we may have a problem with the type of philosophy or radical socialism or Marxism." Brown cited a July speech by Obama that was circulated on the internet in which the then Democratic presidential candidate called for a national force to take some of the national security burden off the military. "That's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany, and that's exactly what the Soviet Union did," Brown said. When he's proposing to have a national security force that's answering to him, "This is a strong, that is as strong as the U.S. military. He's showing me signs of being Marxist." Obama's comments about a national security force came during a speech in Colorado about building a new civilian service corps. Among other things, he called for expanding the nation's force, foreign service, and doubling the size of the Peace Corps to renew our diplomacy. That's not what he was doing. He proposed a domestic intelligence force of 1 million-plus people, and he proposed compulsory national service for basically all ages. And that's all in his chief of staff's book, Rahm Emanuel. That was all on change.gov until 2 days ago when they jerked it down, and that's made national news that they did pull it. So don't try to spin it, AP. And this is what Obama said. "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we set out," Obama said in July. Continuing the quote, "We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded." Brown, who said he also believes Obama will move to ban gun ownership if he does build a national police force. Obama has said he respects the Second Amendment right to bear arms and favors common-sense gun laws. Gun rights advocates interpret that as meaning he'll at least enact curbs on the ownership of assault weapons and concealed weapons. Well, yeah, he's wanted to ban all those. He said no concealed carry, no assault weapons, which is basically any semi-automatic rifle. As an Illinois state lawmaker, Obama supported a ban on semi-automatic weapons. Banning them, period, folks. This is AP admitting that. And tighter restrictions on firearms generally. He also wants to ban gun shows. He wants to ban all .223 and .308 calibers, 50 cal. He wants you to have to physically register them all. It's basically Chicago 98% gun ban. "We can't be lulled into complacency," Brown said. "You have to remember that Adolf Hitler was elected in a democratic Germany. I'm not comparing him to Adolf Hitler. What I'm saying is there is that potential." Obama's transition office did not respond immediately to Brown's remarks. So this is really good news because it shows that people are really putting heat on Obama and really seeing how dangerous the people that control him are. The point is, we're hearing in the media he's going to keep the troops in Iraq for 18 months before looking at it again. Well, Bush has done that for almost 6 years. By the time Obama gets in, it will be basically 6 years in March. So about a month, 2 months short of 6 years. And he's saying, well, it'll be 7.5 years. You know, at 7.5 years out, then we'll look. You know, another year and a half on that 6 years, and then I'll look at it. And he can do what Bush did. Remember when Bush, 2 years ago, pulled out 30,000 and then sent 60,000 back? It'll be hailed. Oh, look, parades of troops returning. Kind of like mission accomplished on the aircraft carrier. You watch. Obama, within 3 or 4 months of being in office, will go to a parade. It'll be all over TV. There'll be 4,000 or 5,000 troops, and they'll say, the troops are returning. And the public will say, well, he kept his promise. 4 over reality. Packaging over substance. And there's all these news articles about hundreds of things to be reversed by Barack Obama. Hundreds and hundreds of executive orders and signing statements to be reversed. And then you read what he's saying he'll reverse. Bush kind of milquetoast blocked global warming taxes, but then in the last year, no, that's since Istanbul, year and a half, he's totally capitulated and said, yeah, we'll have the global tax. So Obama's saying, I'm going to reverse Bush. I'll bring you a tax on all human respiration. A tax to breathe. That's what it is. New York Times called it that. And he'll change the language a little bit on torture. And that's basically going to be it. All right, I want to finish up with martial law. And then I want to get into the $2 trillion. Federal Reserve says, look, we've taken $2 trillion of your tax money, and we're not going to tell you where jack squat of it is. Comprende?
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
All right, finishing up with the whole martial law discussion, you're welcome to call in about it at 1-800-259-9231. We have been incrementally acclimated, just like you domesticate wild animals, slowly to accept police and paramilitary dress, surveillance, lockdown of major parts of cities for trivial issues, being questioned, being told we can't demonstrate, having police dress up like protesters to riot so they can set the precedent to ban demonstrating without permits, which they then don't issue. On and on and on. And these are the basic staples of a third world country. Now, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that Barack Obama isn't talking about repealing clearly states that the president is a dictator. Presidential Decision Directive 51 states that the continuity of government is run by the executive, and the House and the Senate has no purview and is not involved, despite the fact that they are co-equal with the executive. They pass the laws, and then he executes. And then if he gets out of line, they can call him before Congress. If you really read what the founders said, it was not a co-equal government of the legislative, executive, and judicial. The judicial is dominant at the federal and state level because it has the most members. And you don't want the state to be able to do things quickly or be able to unify quickly. You want to give people time to wake up to dictators or corrupt combinations of people working together. That's why the legislators would appoint the senators federally. People say, well, why would you want that? You know, they're not elected. Don't you want to elect them? You do elect your legislators, and then they appoint senator. The senator is a creature of the state. So again, another example of the legislative system, the legislative branch being above, though only slightly, the executive and the judicial. It is the legislative that can drag in Supreme Court justices and impeach them. It is the legislative that can drag in presidents and impeach them. It is the state legislatures that can drag in a federal senator and impeach them, or drag in a governor and impeach them. You understand? But now it is, as they say, butt backwards, to make it family friendly, where the executive tells the Congress and the Homeland Security Committee You don't even get to see PDD 51, but here's the cover sheet. It says you don't run anything. And now we have all these members of Congress. There's Brad Sherman, just 5 weeks ago, 4.5 weeks ago, saying we've been threatened with martial law if we don't pass this banker takeover bill. And here we are, 4.5 weeks later, and they now admit $2 trillion, we've now got the number, Bloomberg and AP, $2 trillion, and they won't say who they gave it to. Go ahead and play the clip.
City from Ohio, the only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
All right. Now, in the final bill, it said that no one can investigate the Treasury Secretary, no one, no government, no body, no court, no law enforcement agency, no one can, should I pull it up and read it to you again, can investigate them. But it added some flowery language for the public that said, if the Treasury Secretary and if the Fed Chairman want to create an advisory board that will report back to them or recommend what they should do in the future, so then they have their appointed body say, we say give you all the power, kind of like the 9/11 Commission. Surveil everyone, turn America into a complete police state, and turn everything over to global private banks. Make them thumb scan to buy and sell. Give them national ID cards. Well, that had already all been set up, basically. They said, see, the independent commission appointed by us, appointed by the executive that carried out the attacks, says we need all this. I mean, did you go read the bill? I did. I had experts on about it as well. But it didn't take an expert to read it and know what it said, but the experts concurred. So now when we get back, we're under martial law. It's a martial law under the executive and the private corporate roundtable groups that control it. All right, and like I said a year ago, 2 years ago, nothing to do with Bush.
Your own personal Jesus.
Look, the same thing has happened thousands of times in history.
Prayers, someone who cares.
You'll have a thriving country, a nation state, an empire, when you don't have corruption in the system. But throughout time, you always get decadent elites that want even more power and control. They will rob, cheat, and steal. They will declare emergencies. They will start wars to get political support. They will bring in the federal police, the federal military, into Rome, into Washington, into London, into Paris, into Cairo, into Israel. And it's the same thing. They just have a slick national security state here in the United States. And they went in and threatened Congress to sign over unlimited power or martial law would be declared. And they pointed out to them that under PDD 51, that the executive had the power to do that. Now, if that isn't being buffaloed, that'd be like if I showed up at your door and said, I just have this contract I just wrote up and I'm just claiming that you have to give me your house, but maybe I was wearing a fancy uniform. That's what uniforms going back thousands of years ago were about. They'd be bold, bright colors, lots of little jewels or rubies or signets, logos of power. You know, the king would wear a crown with a god on it, and he'd say, look, this is the symbol that I speak for the god, or I am a god. And they'd say, okay. And that's really what tyranny is. But they did it all, though, not to rob the treasury, not to transfer trillions to the private banks, not to implode the economy so they could consolidate it, not because government or elites wanted power, not because they wanted a new world order. No, elites have never wanted power to rule. There's never been empires. There's never been subterfuge. They did it because they wanted to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And that's why they're federalizing local police. And that's why they're taking our liberties and freedoms. And that's why they do urban warfare drills. I've been talking about this off and on the last few weeks. People keep emailing me saying, Alex, why aren't you covering this? You're not tuning in when we do cover it. I covered it some yesterday again. There is a big NORTHCOM yearly drill. They did even before NORTHCOM was set up, where the shadow government in Denver and Colorado Springs practices taking over the United States under nuclear, chemical, and biological attack. They're simulating three nukes going off. There'll be lots of federalization of local police drills, lots of handing over power from the governors to the feds drills. That's all this is going through drinking the Kool-Aid, like Jim Jones had them do drills four or five times a day about when they say so, drink the Kool-Aid. And if people resist, inject them with the Kool-Aid. And it is the same story here. And you can go to the urban warfare drills, and for the media, they'll have a decontamination truck spraying some firemen off, and they'll say, see, keep you safe. But behind the scenes, there's U.S. Army officers in the police department training them for gun confiscation, and you can go out and find those urban drills and get them on video, and we have, and it's in my Police State films, the three films, the trilogy. But no one can deny that we are living in the middle of a rogue criminal government. No one who is being honest with themselves can deny that that is exactly what's happening right now. This story is up on prisonplanet.com. Everyone needs to read it. Bloomberg and AP and others reported the same thing, but this adds more of the history so people get a fuller view on what's happening. It's not even editorializing to point out that this is a heist, a robbery, totally criminal. Bloomberg and AP will not say that. We will. They just calmly report that this is happening. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money, fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscores age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the henhouse. The Federal Reserve is facing a lawsuit after it failed to comply with congressional demands for transparency and disclosed the destination of at least $2 trillion in bailout funds. Keep telling you it wasn't $850 billion, folks. Ron Paul's analyzed it. Others have analyzed it. They say it's at least $5 trillion, probably more like $10. Could be as high as $25. But in a month, in a few days, it's $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Not one dime going to get the economy going. They're hoarding it all, buying up other banks, and shutting off the money supply. They do that so they can buy stuff up cheaper. Underscoring once again the failure of top-down socialism and the folly of trusting the foxes to guard the henhouse. The Federal Reserve is refusing to identify the recipients of almost $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers or the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral, reports Bloomberg. Remember that they even admitted in mainstream news, well, we didn't want to give people a number that was too big to scare them, but we wanted to give them a number that was big enough so they can get an idea. So we just chose $700 billion. That's right. The legislation just says, we make the Treasury king, we make the private banks king, the private banks can merge with the government, not the government take over the banks. See, they get governmental power and governmental regulators to go take over their competition, but then it's non-voting shares the government holds with them. So it's like an interbreeding. They're breeding the government with the New World Order. Oh, what a monster. What an ogre-like troll they've created. The Federal Reserve is refusing to identify the recipients of $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers or the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. Fed Chairman Ben S. Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said in September they would comply with congressional demands for transparency and a $700 billion bailout of the banking system. 2 months later, as the Fed lends far more than a separate rescue program that didn't require approval from Congress. Again, 2 months later, this is separate from the $2 trillion, as the Fed lends far more than in separate rescue programs that didn't require approval from Congress. Americans have no idea where their money is going or what securities the banks are peddling and pledging in return. Bloomberg has requested details of the Fed lending under the U.S. Freedom of Information Act, filed a separate lawsuit in an effort to find out where the money has gone. President-elect Barack Obama, who in September 22nd campaign speech promised to make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure our business is the people's business, refused to comment on the story when contacted by Bloomberg, which is no surprise, considering the fact that this is the man who guaranteed change, has indicated he will not only follow the Bush administration policy of a socialized financial system. I disagree that it's socialized. This is just a heist. But, and I'm not even for socialism, it's just, that's not what it is. The policy of socialized financial system, but radically expanded it. See, it'd be socialized if we got the money. It would devalue the currency, corrupt government groups would grow up around the money, you know, the favors for who was given the money. That would be bad enough. This is just, it all goes offshore, we get nothing, except paying for it in tax money. The Fed's secrecy on the issue of where the bailout money is going underscores the age-old problem with the top-down socialism as a tool of reshaping the economic landscape. The promise to fairly redistribute the wealth will, with full accountability to achieve a solution that will ultimately benefit everyone, is trumped by the cold reality of the fact that corrupt elites, once the taxpayers, have been suckered into believing the lie, merely hoard all the money for themselves and don't redistribute it to anyone apart from their own inner circle of cronies. Absolutely. Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, it's just always the same. Indeed, the banks have admitted that they are hoarding the cash. There's hyperlinks to all these claims we're making. Indeed, the banks have admitted, jokingly, it's very funny to them, and it is kind of funny. I mean, imagine if you're them and evil. It's real funny. I mean, to be raping people like this has never been done. Nothing on this scale. I mean, just gobbling trillions up in front of everyone and laughing about it. Indeed, the banks have admitted that they are hoarding the cash and will keep on doing so while bigwigs reward themselves with fat bonuses as the real economy sinks deeper into the toilet. By design, I would add. But what else could we expect upon hearing that ex-Goldman Sachs executive Neil Kashkari was appointed by Paulson to dole out the ill-gotten gains of the bailout to the rest of the corporate crooks? And that's why they're so confident, because that's what the national security state was set up for. When they set up national security states in Guatemala or Brazil or Argentina or Germany or Japan, they bankrupt the government, then reorganize it where the private banks own everything. This is how they take over third world countries and first world nations. It's happening here now. In fact, the sucking the money out of us, they don't even particularly need that money, because they've got fractional reserve banking and could still continue to do it. It's about bankrupting us. They're going to see, we're going to owe all this. They don't just steal the money, folks. You've got to pay for it to the tax man and in inflation. If you let the fox guard the hen house, then he's going to eat the chickens. In this case, the Fed and the gaggle of bankster, bastard banker children sucking on its teat gobbled up $5 trillion plus in taxpayers' money and then figuratively stuck the middle finger up when questions were asked about where the money was going. And see, that's the boldness of these criminals. They just do it with such flair, such openness, such, I mean, they go on TV and just laugh at us. The head of Goldman Sachs was interviewed by the New York Times and just laughed and said, we're keeping it all and we're buying up good banks. We're buying up banks that aren't in trouble, and started laughing at them. It's funny. Like Karl Rove said, we control reality, and then we'll change that reality again, and then you'll go along with that. And what do you think they're doing with Barack Obama? They totally control him. And they're laughing. They go, we'll change reality again, and then you'll report on that reality. In this case, the Fed and the gaggle of bastard banker children eating at the trough gobbled up the $5 trillion plus in taxpayer money and then figuratively stuck their middle finger up with questions were asked about where the money was going. Meanwhile, the bailout has had no effect whatsoever, increasing the severity of the financial downturn and allowing the same elite to exploit the crisis as a pretext for centralizing control of the world economic system and creating a new world order and a single global currency. Everything they've announced, everything we have said they would do, they're now doing. Open discussion of martial law, open army brigades on the streets of America, open federal random checkpoints, open FEMA camps being built. World banks openly about to set up a world tax with Barack Obama leading it worldwide to regulate and tax plastic bags, light bulbs, fuel, natural gas, oil, all its derivatives, all of its, all the things that come out of it, every type of factory, every type of industry, but only in the target nations that are targeted to be brought down financially, only in Germany, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, England, Ireland. Only in the first world nations, only in Japan, not in China, not in India, not in Mexico, not in Brazil, not in Paraguay, not in the Caribbean, not in Asia, not in South Korea, which is first world, more advanced than we are in a lot of respects. They are racing to take everything over, everything. And so all the remaining industry will flee the United States under the carbon taxes. You thought you didn't have a job, and all these blue-collar people who were so simply fooled, and all these white-collar yuppies who were so easily fooled, they hate George Bush, they feel trendy, they're against torture, they're against phony wars, they're against executive hubris. And so because George Bush on the surface, he signed back on to UNESCO 4 years ago, because George Bush on the surface said he was against the global carbon tax, the whole world and the middle classes of the world piled on and said, well, if that idiot is against it, it must be real, and I'm going to rebel against George Bush. I'm going to show him. I'm going to get him. And you're going to really get him by paying your tax into the county and the city that will collect it, and about 10%, they're arguing about the models, will be shared locally. Then the 90% will be sent on to the state. They'll keep another 10%. Then it'll be sent on to the feds. They'll keep 30, 40%. And then about half of it will be given to the private central bankers who you will buy the carbon credits and cap and trade. World Bank, the Club of Rome, the CFR, admit it's all fake. They laugh at you in public publications. Open. We post them, we write about them, we make films about it. Meanwhile, they are butchering the real environment, just doing things that are probably irrevocable. Just God help us with the genetic engineering and the rest of it, and the toxic waste and all of it. I mean, there's a lot of serious issues, and there is a lot of toxic waste associated with petrochemicals. Don't get me wrong. And they have suppressed real technologies. But see, they trick you. They say, oh, yeah, we're going to have new technologies. Oh, yeah, we're going to move forward. This is going to start a lot of new business and industry. Meanwhile, they're suppressing all of that. All they're going to do is slap a tax on everything, folks. Because to start these clean burning industries, to start these less toxic industries, it will take carbon to get those going. And they have carbon involved, and then they can always set the tax on whatever they want on anything that has carbon in it, including what you exhale and what you eat and everything. And they're talking about taxes on all meat, already starting in England. They're already telling restaurants, hey, you have to serve what we say on your menus. They're already CPSing the fat children. They don't care about your health. They know Americans are basically eating the same amount of food we ate 30, 40 years ago. In fact, a lot of it was more unhealthy then. They know full well the sodium fluoride lowers your thyroid output. They know full well that high levels of estrogen mimicking chemicals cause people to be obese and get diabetes. They know all that. They're not stupid. That's why they had hundreds of different types of plastics, and they made sure the only one that got approved was the type that led off this deadly estrogen mimicking chemical. They're cold-blooded, ladies and gentlemen. And the sooner you come to grips that we have a scientific dictatorship. I mean, they got their stuff together. They design the microchips. They design the networks. They decide what color the road signs are. They engineer the society. And just because you're not on the ball or you're not focused or you're not informed doesn't mean there aren't people who aren't. They are. They run the world. And until we can recognize they run the world and they're taking us in a bad direction, it's only going to get worse. So I want to say it again. We're going to come back and take calls. We have a global elite that has set up police state systems so that their corporate governments can turn our original governments, the people's governments, into ceremonial institutions. They are setting up carbon taxes to feudalize the middle class and bring us to our knees like other third world slaves. And they are stealing our entire future birthright and putting us into debt by design in the name of saving us while publicly laughing.
So my heart is pretty full of that. But I'm calling regarding yesterday you were talking about ISP providers, Time Warner included, and I'm actually on a limited disability income myself, and this month I'm
I have to be there, have IT people look at it. I mean, there's a lot of research that goes into this. The bigger issue is you just read the contract very closely and make sure that that particular Time Warner cable system isn't censoring. They're testing it in Canada. They're testing it in parts of the U.S. like Texas and New York and California that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And that's just one facet of the censorship. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good sign if you're surfing and you go to the wrong website. You put the address in wrong, and you're suddenly on Time Warner in California that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And that's just one facet of the censorship. Mm-hmm. But it's not a good sign if you're surfing and you go to the wrong website. You put the address in wrong, and you're suddenly on Time Warner's error page. That means mm-hmm. you're going through their grid. They're recording everything you're doing.
Well, that hasn't happened yet, and you were talking yesterday about them putting on a cap on internet. If that happens, won't that happen for all of the internet companies?
No, they're testing it out. They're creeping up with it. Yeah. Just like they're doing with martial law or any issue. Now martial law is openly being announced, and people are saying it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because there aren't paratroopers coming down in their backyard. I mean, martial law is when private banks have hijacked you. They've had the military threaten to take over Congress if they stand in the way, and the private banks are. They are going to come after the pension funds, the IRAs. The government is going to grab those, just like Argentina. And yes, it's to protect them. I mean, of course, they're not going to say, ha ha ha, we're stealing it. No, it's, oh, we're protecting it. So, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So there's just so much happening.
So practically speaking, though, What would you think about as far as, I mean, most of these companies, they want you to get in on a year or 2 year contract to get to set your money, your monthly.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You have to read the contract. You have to cross out lines of it and say that if you cut back on my service, then you can threaten them and get out of the contract.
Okay.
I mean, here's the deal. Any talk show host that will just give you advice, not knowing all your particulars, is just acting like they know what they're talking about.
No,
I don't know the companies. I don't
what?
Know who you've basically got. I don't know any of that. Yeah. And so I can't really give you
about them putting on a cap on internet. If that happens, won't that happen for
the way they've now openly announced in the last week they are going to come after the pension funds, the IRAs. The government is going to grab those, just like Argentina. And yes, it's to protect them. I mean, of course, they're not going to say, ha, 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 we're stealing it. No, it's, oh, we're protecting it. Your particulars is just acting like they know what they're talking about.
No,
I don't know the companies. I don't know who you've, but that's only one facet of it. So It's going to be a process. What you should do is call your state legislators, call the cable company, call the ISP, tell them don't restrict my content or I will cancel you. Political pressure is what's needed.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a guest joining us to talk about the once United States of America, now a corporate, I guess, rape doll or something. Being used by the New World Order, bringing in their surveillance satellites to spy on the American people. We are taking your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Aaron in Washington. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, first-time caller, you're doing an awesome job. Keep it up. Listen, I've got some news for you. Check this out. I'm watching the news. Washington, a place called Newcastle, a little town, they're having civilians, they've been given radar guns to civilians on doing speed traps down there.
Well, I knew they're doing that nationwide. Those are usually federal grants, just like cops taking blood without warrants is a federal grant, and cops practicing taking over schools unannounced while kids are in them. The cops don't think, man, that traumatizes them, but the feds do. It's part of literally turning America into a giant re-education camp. And, yeah, it's about getting the citizens into the tattletale squads.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're not even being paid. It's
no.
just the, it's just the power trip. And
exactly.
then, see,
and
first they get
know,
them trained
they
on.
Show this, oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Well,
it's
I was just going to say, and then I'm going to let you, just go ahead and add your point.
Oh, I was going to say, they show this picture of a lady, and, you know, she just has this look on her face of, I'm going to get you. And she's got this radar gun in her hand, and they do this small little piece, and you can go onto the local news here in Washington, you know, King 5, and read it. And I think anyone who's not, you know, freaked out of their mind and, like, angry about them doing that has really got to think twice, because if they're giving them radar guns, what's next? They're going to give them a gun. They're going to give, you know what I mean? Last night, I can't remember the exact headline. It's Newcastle, Washington. It's like King5.com. It was like a small puff piece.
I know, but see, it's probably moved off the page now.
Yeah. You know, your website, I sent it in, and I left the link on your website, you know, on your news tips?
Yes, sir.
So it's there. But, yeah, it's just, it freaks you out. You know?
I know. It's really bad.
Well, I've noticed that that's one way to get the initial people involved in that stuff is making it sound like, hey, you're doing the community a service, you're helping out, you know, you're trying to catch, you know, people that are speeding. I guess the people that, you know, these civilians that catch these speeders write down all their information.
Well, remember, the cops are civilians, too, but under martial law, you have mayors and governors calling the citizens civilians. Well, they are, too, unless you're under martial law. So there's a reason they've been instructed to teach us that we're civilians. Bad.
Well, I've noticed that that's one way to get the initial people involved in that stuff is making it sound like, hey, you're doing the community a service, you're helping out, you know, you're trying to catch, you know, people that are speeding. I guess the people that, you know, these civilians that catch these speeders write down all their information.
Well, remember, the cops are civilians, too, but under martial law, you have mayors and governors calling the citizens civilians. Well, they are, too, unless you're under martial law. Bridges and power plants and schools. And then they had FBI training seminars all over the country, and it's been in the news. You go to those meetings, the press goes to those, and they say, okay, we're going to spend an hour on Al-Qaeda, but now we're going to spend the next two nights of the two-day course on marijuana in your neighbor's yard. And is your neighbor spanking their child? And here's the 311 tattletale number. And listen to what your neighbor's doing. You know, don't trust, you know, and by the way, don't profile, don't trust anyone, especially white males. There's thousands of them.
The initial people involved in that stuff is making it sound like, hey, you're doing the community a service, you're helping out, you know, you're trying to catch, you know, people that are speeding. I guess the people that, you know, these civilians that catch these speeders write down all their information.
Well, remember, the cops are civilians, too, but under martial law, You have mayors and governors calling the citizens civilians. Well, they are too, unless you're under martial law. So there's a reason they've been instructed to teach us that we're civilians, and that means slave.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alice Lipovich is our guest for the next 20 minutes or so. And she writes for Federal Computer Week. She's been reporting for 4+ years there on Homeland Security itself.
And well, the name of the office...
spy on farmers and people building houses or new barns when they're not supposed to. But in the last year, I've seen reports about the plan for Homeland Security to use this domestically and to give local police access to it. So, Alice, we appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What do we know about this? When did you first learn about it? And how advanced is this project?
Well, the name of the office is the National Applications Office, and this has been controversial ever since it came out. I would say that it became publicly known through the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. The chairman of that committee, Congressman Thompson from Mississippi, last July held a meeting and issued a letter saying that he had first learned of that program and was very surprised to learn of that program and was disappointed to learn about those plans at that time because he had not been informed in advance. And certainly many members of Congress have raised concerns about that. And getting to the point, there are some proposals on the table to use those satellites, as you said, the defense military satellites for domestic law enforcement. However, they may be used...
PDD 51, and basically anything the president wants to use it for.
I'm sorry?
How advanced is this project?
Well, the name of the office is the National Applications Office. And this has been controversial ever since it came out. I would say that it became publicly known through the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. The chairman of that committee, Congressman, that there are incidents of national significance that they may be using.
PDD 51, basically anything the president wants to use it for.
I'm sorry?
Presidential Decision Directive 51.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, just basically any emergency or any insurrection, any rioting, any natural disaster, the president claims the power to do anything he wants with these systems. Does this concern you, having this huge military apparatus being swung around, aimed at the American people, and that Congress didn't even know about it? Meanwhile, the Defense Department was already starting to reach out to local police. What about the National Reconnaissance Office? I was covering a governmental meeting up there a few months ago in Chantilly and saw the National Reconnaissance Office. How do they tie into all this?
The Congress, I believe, cut some of that funding. And let me just review that. There was a Defense Department proposal, like you said, the National Reconnaissance Office. The plan was to launch an additional advanced satellite to the tune of $1.7 billion, and the Congress decided last month to withhold that funding, apparently because I'm not sure exactly why they withheld the funding, but they decided not to put that in the package. Now, some of the commercial firms are saying that's actually not needed because they are able to provide satellite imagery when needed. But again, we will wait and see what happens with that program. It would have increased the capabilities of that office to collect imagery.
Can you speak to the power of these satellites? I know on a clear day they could read the year date on a dime laying on the cement, or could read the text of a book, you know, the famous 1965 photo of the man in Central Park reading a book, and you can read the text, the small fine print in the paperback. I know that they admit they've got stuff that can literally see through walls, but they won't declassify the exact level of technology. Can you comment to that?
Yeah, I really can't confirm what you're saying. A lot of that information is classified, and I can't really confirm those kind of details. I mean, I can tell you that Charles Allen, the Undersecretary for Intelligence and Analysis, gave a speech at the GEOINT conference last month, and he talked about, in broad terms, geospatial information technology becoming a lot more important in the Department of Homeland Security, the use of that technology growing at an accelerating rate, and they were using it not only in larger quantities, but in greater scope throughout more programs. So we're really talking about a huge infusion of geospatial information. Now, some of that information is just what you're going to get from Google Earth, so I wouldn't put it in the category of spy satellite information.
And by the way, police are already using that.
The Google Earth is available. Yes, those kind of capabilities are available publicly. You can get them on the Internet. Those are widespread. The federal government at this time is putting together a package to make those even more available to federal agencies. We're talking about agriculture, energy, the EPA. Those agencies are heavily involved in using the geospatial information. Now, Mr. Allen at the Homeland Security said that by the end of this year, they are deploying a tool, a geospatial tool, and he described it as a Google Earth feel. So I'm taking that to mean that it's like Google Earth, but not exactly Google Earth. It is probably a proprietary product that has been specially developed for the department. With some
well, what it features. Is the Google Earth system they gave Google. So
I'm not
that's
sure
what I've been told by people inside MIT. So
okay, whatever. Again, he's referred to it as a Google Earth feel. So
sure,
you know,
sure.
They are deploying these kinds of tools. Again, that's quite different from a spy satellite. We're not talking about.
No, I understand. With the spy satellites, what were they proposing the different programs to use these in?
The spy satellites?
Yeah, you were saying it was a wide area.
What they have talked about with the National Applications Office, I believe right now, is limited to disaster relief and civil applications only and not law enforcement functions. So that is what they have talked about at the moment.
But they had proposed it for law enforcement, but now they've withdrawn that?
I'm not sure I can confirm exactly which document. There has been, I believe, yes, there was some talk of having it for law enforcement. I'm not sure if it was documented. Some of that could be classified information.
Sure. Have you seen the reports, though, tied into this, the use of drones, pilotless aircraft?
Which report are you talking about?
Oh, there have been a whole bunch where they've been, also the military's been using drones during emergencies and different events, and then feeding that back and sharing it with the locals.
No, I haven't seen those. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to see if you had seen those, because I've actually got it here in my stack, so maybe I'll pull that out and read you a line.
I believe there was some testing done for drones in the Texas area.
Yeah, Houston and other places. Why hadn't Congress heard about this? That's strange.
About the National Applications Office?
Yes. Well, I mean, about the Pentagon wanting to launch a satellite just for good old USA.
I don't know. I don't know what program you're talking about. The National Reconnaissance Office or the National Applications Office?
The National Reconnaissance Office. What you talked about earlier with...
Right.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Congress did, they did withhold that funding. So apparently there was some problem. They did not approve of that program. I don't know exactly what reason was given. It was part of the spending bill. They did not fund that program. So it's possible they will fund it in the future, but right now I don't have any more details.
You were telling me there's been a lot of interest in this. We've seen a lot of interest in it, and that's why we got you on. And I know neither one of us have too much information because they are keeping it close to the vest. I mean, is that fair to say?
I would say it's been hard to get definite information on this program, yes. Mr. Allen made the speech, and he revealed that for the first time, the Customs and Border Protection flew the Predator B to support FEMA for the relief efforts for the hurricanes this last season, including Hurricane Ike. So the information is coming out in dribs and drabs, but we're not getting lots of information on this. Some of it is sensitive, and some of it is classified information.
How does NORTHCOM tie into all of this?
Well, as you know, NORTHCOM is the North American command in Fort Peterson in Colorado, and they have the responsibility of being the Homeland Security Command. Their assets, they recently announced that they do have assets at their disposal, and what we're talking about is assets. They have personnel, and they have units at their disposal now for Homeland Security, and these are military units that are stationed around the country. I believe it amounts to about 4,000 personnel, and that announcement was made about a month ago. So, again, that unit has been around since 2002. It has now, for the first time, have dedicated personnel to it. So that is a growing, a growing command with a presence.
Did you hear about the plan to use an Army brigade attached to it? And then the Air Force announced last week they're going to add their own brigades to a domestic.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Well, I tell you, that is interesting, though, to have all this military hardware being focused in on the United States.
Yeah, again, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, you specifically just focus in on...
I mostly look at geospatial intelligence at the department.
Well, that's amazing. Alice, we've got a break. She's with the Federal Computer Week for just a few minutes. I want to come back and do five more minutes with you if you can do that. Is that okay?
Alex, are we off the line?
No. We're still on air. Hold on. I'm going to go to break right now, and I'll talk to you off air. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right. We're investigating, kind of like Pink Panther with Deaf Skill. I'm joking about myself. The spy satellites that the Pentagon and others have wanted to turn inward, share with local police, and we're talking to Federal Computer Week's reporter on this, Alice Lapovich, and we appreciate her on with us just for a few more minutes. Coming up, your phone calls in the next segment on the economy, Barack Obama presidency, and a lot more. I see a paragraph here in your article, Alice, where it says, Allen recommended diversity, availability, survivability, and flexibility for the future systems in a satellite and modular payload system similar to what was advised by the Marino report in July 2007, the director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office. So are they talking about a new system of satellites just for domestic uses, or is this part of a broader plan?
I believe this is a part of a broader plan, and they are talking about future satellite imagery capabilities. And Mr. Allen was outlining the need for, as you said, diversity, availability, survivability, flexibility, and it gives them the greatest ability to create individual satellite projects and have individual tailored collections of imagery for those projects. Again, it doesn't really relate to specifically what the uses of that will be. It just gives them the breadth and the depth that they're hoping for. I just want to point out, Alex, that I'm looking right at the Department of Homeland Security website here, and they do have a fact sheet for the National Applications Office, and it does spell out specifically, this has been not a secret, that they do intend to use this for law enforcement, and the American Civil Liberties Union has been saying repeatedly that there are civil liberties and privacy concerns that would need to be addressed with that, and they've asked for a moratorium on that until those concerns can be vetted and addressed. And Congress did not provide the funding for the law enforcement uses in the appropriations bill. However, they are supposed to be moving forward with some civilian uses of that, and we're still trying to get details on exactly what those uses will be. We know that they will include disaster management and recovery uses. In addition to that, we're still looking into that.
The feedback you're getting, most people that are writing us are dreading this. They say this sounds like Big Brother having Pentagon satellites floating overhead in space, and tethered blimps and all these other things they're calling for, and drones buzzing around. They say that sounds like Big Brother. What's the feedback you're getting, Alice?
We've certainly heard concerns like that. Certainly the ACLU, as I mentioned, has been talking about privacy. There has been a concern in Congress about privacy. We expect those concerns to increase now that we have a new administration, Democratic administration, along with a Democratic majority in Congress. So I expect that more information possibly could be aired about this program before it gets off the ground.
Well, Alice, you know the feds paid with grant money to put in the national traffic camera system, and that goes in the Department of Transportation. And then they just mainlined its use by having local police departments, local news agencies dialing in. The public can dial in online and look at those surveillance systems. But now they're saying, oh, guess what? We're going to use it to surveil you individually for law enforcement. And it looks like that it's the same thing here. They're just going to say, okay, you can use the high-tech satellites and just kind of mainline this Big Brother system. And that really concerns me. So we're glad that you're there at Federal Computer Week reporting on what's being done with these different Pentagon and you know, NSA and surveillance type agencies. I mean, the American people know the Pentagon's been watching us for a while, and we know they're just mainlining this use against us now. And I'm glad that the American Civil Liberties Union and others are concerned about it, and we appreciate you taking time out to join us. People can go to FCW.com to read your columns and other columns. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to try to bring you lots of guests from mainstream media who are reporting on this. I tell the public that they're using spy satellites to watch you and that this is already going on and people don't believe it. I remember telling people when I read the Telecommunications Act in 96 that they were going to share the cell phone data, where you are, what you're doing, your location with local police, and people couldn't believe me. Then the governor of Wisconsin came out and talked about it in the news. He later got slapped down. He wasn't supposed to warn the slaves. But these police emergency centers are really federal. And they can punch up where you are, what you're doing, dial in and listen to you. I mean, it's just total Big Brother. Now they're just getting ready to introduce this to all the slaves. This is in play.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Okay, I'm going to blast through your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Then we're going to get more into the increasing bailouts, the trillions being sucked out by the bankers, and a lot more today. Right now, let's go to Bill in PA. Bill, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex Jones, you're my favorite. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not my favorite person, but...
Well, you're my favorite person anyway. So anyway, the question I wanted to ask you, and I can't think of anybody else who could possibly answer this. In Barack Obama's acceptance of speech, he said, I'm gonna just cut this to the important word.
You mean his victory speech?
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, I mean, you said acceptance of the nomination, or...
Oh, victory speech. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just trying to find out what speech you're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, the one on, you know, at midnight at, on Tuesday. He said, the only way it's been done in this country for 221 years. That's what he said. Now, if you take 2008 and subtract 221, you come up to 1787, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that happened in 1787. What do you think he was referring to when he said that?
Well, that's during that period of time is when they ratified the Bill of Rights and other things. So he was accurately giving the general time frame of when the country was really officially born.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
You know, you can argue whether it was 1776.
Sure, certainly.
You know, the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, or whether it was other benchmarks.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't have as much knowledge as you do.
Oh, no, I don't have that much knowledge. I'm just trying to exactly understand the specifics of your question.
Well, I'm just taking this as like an excerpt from his acceptance speech. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. From his acceptance speech, the only way it's been done, maybe this is out even context or whatever, but the only way it's been done in this country for 221 years, as if everyone knew what he was referring to.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. Basically, what's happening here is everybody is analyzing the most minutia of everything Barack Obama says, everything Barack Obama does. And then Barack Obama, as he is meant to be by the social engineers, becomes a giant distraction away from the real government, NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM. It is NORTHCOM empowered under federal law to arrest governors, take over cities, put American citizens into forced labor camps. Those are public executive orders. And how do we get the public to focus in on that instead of Barack Obama? Now, understand, I'm spending a lot of time on Barack Obama, too. I'm not criticizing anybody for bringing up Barack Obama. All I'm saying is, if we bring him up, let's bring him up and point out the guy's a puppet. Just like I've been saying for years, as much as I loathe George Bush, very dislikable person. That's why he was chosen. He was chosen so you would learn to hate him, so you would then accept your new savior, Barack Obama, who will put some different window dressing on things and a different style, but it'll be the same outcome. It's like basketball. Bush would put the ball in the hoop one way, and Barack Obama would put it in there another way. Or fishing. George Bush would put the fly on the end of the string for fly fishing one way, and Barack Obama does it another way. But they're still out there fly fishing. Barack Obama is worse on the banker takeover, if that is possible. And that's because, of course, they're going to choose somebody who is fully in bed with the private banks taking over. I mean, for those that don't know, have we lost all outrage? Mainstream news, Bloomberg, AP, and others are reporting over $2 trillion, total over $5 trillion, but $2 trillion through the Federal Reserve alone of taxpayer money in the last month. And the Federal Reserve told Congress, we're not going to show it to you. And 2 weeks ago, the Treasury gave them the documents, and they were all blacked out. And they said, national security, we don't have to tell you under that bill you passed. Well, Congress can't pass a bill saying that bank robbery is legal, on December 25th. That you're allowed to go in with a shotgun and shoot people in a bank and rob the vault. Congress can't pass a law saying black people aren't human beings and have to all be put to death. It's unconstitutional. It's against your basic human rights. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, only point out concrete, organic rights that you had since the foundations of the world. But a lot of people in government get fooled by Hitler, by Stalin, by Mao, and they say, well, Kim Jong-il of Korea says we're going to kill 2 million people this year in forced labor camps. He wants to reduce the number of people. And so he's the God Emperor. He's the little 5'2" drug addict. And he says people are going to die, and he's the law. And so they follow their orders. And so they can say that the presidency is above all law. Nixon said he could break the law, and you saw what happened to him. But that's when we had a Congress that wasn't completely gelded, neutered, castrated. So that's the problem with Barack Obama, is that he's a giant publicity stunt by the New World Order. Well, everybody's got their mouths hanging open at a black president, at the novelty of it. I've been here for over a decade, 13 years now, telling you these presidents are puppets. It's the continuity of government. It's the shadow government. It's NORTHCOM. It's the private global corporations that lobby the congresses and parliaments of the world, the legislatures, to shine their authority criminally over to multinational private institutions who then use the domestic militaries of those nations to carry out their tyranny. That's what we're talking about here today. All right, this is the name of the caller. It's Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. I told you you can use any name you want calling in. Though I don't want to encourage plagiarism. That's my little joking term. I'm really a Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. Go ahead, Reptoid.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling in to comment on the martial law. And first, I'd like to say that, you know, martial law isn't really the ultimate tyranny. The ultimate tyranny is controlled by psychological manipulation so that people don't even realize they're in a tyranny. And I think that's more predominant of what's going on today.
I agree. I mean, it's incremental. It's manipulating the terms we use. It's changing our values. It's making us believe we're free when we're not. It's training us that not having free speech rights or the right to assemble is freedom when it's not.
People got to start seeing things for what they really are, and not for what they appear to be. You know, everybody's caught up in an appear to be stage that, you know, the women, the men, the cars, what's on the television, telling lies to your vision. So they become victims of that, and they're stuck in that limitation now.
Absolutely. They're in that controlled paradigm. It'd be like somebody living in a box, locked up in it from birth, thinking that that little box, the size of a small bathroom that they live in, is their whole world, and thinking that food is just slid underneath the door every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their universe. And you try to tell them different, they don't believe you. Anything else?
Yeah, talk about solutions. I got a solution right here. There's a United States government patent for the cure of AIDS that's been on the shelf for 9 years. And I have all the you can look it up online, on the patent office online. I have the address here and the patent number.
We've had the researcher that brought all that on. We've also had the researchers on where they admit that it was a bioengineered mycoplasm back in the 70s. But go ahead and give the information out.
All right. Well, the website is http://patft.gov/netahtml/pto/src. NUM.htm. That'll take you to the search page on the patent office.
Best thing to do is just type U.S. Patent Office into Google, and then once you get there, you need to give the patent number into their search box. So yeah. That's what you do. And would you like to give them the patent number?
Yeah, it's 567-6977. And there's also a patent for the actual virus itself, and that patent number is 464-7773.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call. By the way, later I'm going to play a clip. It's a compilation of clips of different doctors and scientists admitting that the government's known for a long time that mercury causes massive brain damage. And so, what have they now done? They're going to, I have the article here in my stack, boost the amount of mercury by 4 times, quote, for people above 65. And they put out all these fake federally funded and drug company funded studies saying how great it is. By the way, I meant to send it to you, John. I forgot. It's up on prisonplanet.com in the news archive. It's from last night. Will you go grab the clip where they talk about putting statin drugs in the water supply. See, now they're saying even low or normal cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is bad, period, and causes heart attacks, so you've got to take the statin drugs. Doesn't matter if hundreds of studies have been coming out the last few years that statins actually kill you and that it isn't cholesterol that's bad and that it attacks your liver. They don't care. They'll just have a, and they even admit, they say, oh, the drug companies paid, the maker of this statin paid for this study, but it doesn't matter. We need to put it in the water supply. And they propose putting it in the water supply on MSNBC. Got a bunch of other clips coming up, too. Let's talk to Charles in California. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, man, this stuff is totally out of control. It's like the stuff that I've heard you say 2-3 years ago, even. It was just retardedly insane. Like, that, you know, I just love to believe you're a lunatic from Reptoid or whatever, Reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. But, yeah, it's all making sense now. And I'm And like I said, I'm a Syrian Jew, when I've called before, and I come from New Jersey and New York, and I'm trying to wake these people up. So my point is, we know that they want to, I'm not trying to just jump on the, you know, they're only after Jews train, but we know that they protect, they do everything in the name of protecting Israel to get, you know, go after every war they want to do, and also...
Just like they claim Bush is a Christian, though, there's a larger agenda there.
Right. So now my question is, we know they like to exterminate Jews. We know they did it in the Holocaust. We also know that they were going to try to assassinate FDR and install the same type of thing here in the 30s, right? So my question is...
Yeah, I cover that in Endgame. Go ahead.
Right, of course. That's my source for it. What do you think... What are their plans? Are they going to do this again? Do you think they're going to exterminate tons of Jews again? Do you think they're going to, like, go after the Jews and just
well,
tell
this
them
is why the Nazis get mad at me, because they feel real self-righteous and they see all these Israeli operatives in the White House, no matter what administration it is, and they say, see, it's all a Jewish conspiracy. But then if you look deeper into it and you find out who really owns a lot of the big banks, who the Rothschilds are married into, the literal German royalty of England, you find out there's an agenda above that. And then you go, why did the U.S. government pay Israel to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children, but not Ashkenazi, Sephardic? And so... Again, this is very, very complex, and I only cover the facts as we have them, as we, you know, see them. And it's just, I mean, look at what Albert Pike wrote in 1878. He said we're going to have three wars, the first one between Christianity and communism. Then we're going to have another. And then we're going to have another war. And then he describes this last war between Christians, Jews, and Muslims, to discredit all those religions and then bring in this one-world utopia religion.
And then we're going to blame it on the Muslims, right? That was what I read, I think.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, he just said we're going to have a war between, yeah, with all three of these groups basically fighting. And that was in 1870. So, I mean, we have to ask that question, why did the West, why did the big banks fund Hitler? Why did the very same banks then fund the Bolsheviks?
Communism, Zionism, everything.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, is that they create these conflicts, and that's what the public can't figure out. They want to say it's the Vatican, it's the Protestants, it's the Jews, it's the Masons, it's the Chinese, it's the Italian mafia.
They also want to say, well, don't you think everybody would know about this stuff? Don't you think people would come out and say this? Like, it's like they just want to go along with it. How they can't believe how they were in the dark for so long about this stuff.
Well,
it's
I'm like not even can't. Saying I'm that smart, and obviously I'm not that smart because it makes my head hurt trying to figure it all out. But the point is that it's divide and conquer, and they create these different movements, these different groups. And then they play us all off against each other. And they're doing that right now with our new president. It's just bad. I mean, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I think that, I mean, it's really sick. I'm really thinking they're going to go ahead and do this whole concentration camp thing, exterminate people who don't go along with it, exterminate the sick and the elderly. I really think this is all going to happen. Like, I think it's coming.
Well, it's already going on. So you see, but here's the thing. it's been in the Wall Street Journal. Wesley Smith for years written books about it, where they're killing people chained down, begging for food and water when they're in government custody. If you sign yourself and your estate over to the government, they murder you. And there's thousands of admitted cases. I don't mean Terry Schiavo who couldn't talk. Okay. The media picked that to give it attention because it looked like she was a vegetable so they could legitimize it. There are people begging for food and water being killed every day. Stay there. We're going to talk more about it on the other side with Charles in California, then James, Vicky, Chris, and a lot of other folks. So stay with us. Okay, I'm going to continue here with your phone calls. Going back to Charles in California. Charles, you're always going to have people and groups that are going to use your name. And, you know, that's just part of life. It's part of business. It's what goes on. And that's why George Bush used the name Christian. The guy's not a Christian. He's an occultist. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered it. Skull and Bones is deeply occultic. Everything they do is murderous. Look at their fruits. And it's the same thing with the leadership of Israel. It's the same thing with the leadership of every other major nation in the world, whether it's, you know, Mugabe in Rhodesia. It doesn't matter. Now, Zimbabwe, they are carrying out these types of tyranny. And it's just the nature of what we deal with as a society. You know, the larger issue here is we have trillions of dollars openly being stolen out of the Pentagon, out of the Treasury, and they're not even hiding it. They don't care. And people say, oh, that's just what government does. Well, what's next? I mean, the point is the corruption is just becoming biblical in proportion. Anything else you want to add, Charles?
Yeah, it's just always problem, reaction, solution, it seems like. You know, exterminate 6 million Jews, use that against everyone, make it, you know, we got to protect Israel. This way we could, because we know everyone hates Israel, so let's have war with everybody. And let's also cause more anti-Semitism by doing it in the name of defending Israel, while the Jews don't even realize it, so they get lined up again. You know what I mean? I just see it happening, and it's scaring me, man. And if I could just ask you advice for one more thing. I live in California, and I don't know. It just seems like every gun is banned here, every good gun. I'm going to move up to the mountains and whatever because I don't want to leave the country. I want to stay here and fight if I have to protect myself. You know? But I don't know. What do you suggest I do about guns and things like that?
Well, I mean, firearms are fun, and it's part of your birthright as a free human being. So I would just encourage you to, get a, I don't know how much money you have. If you can afford more than one gun, it's good to get a lot, but I would get a bolt action rifle, something that doesn't kick too bad, like a 223 or a 243. And I would go out to the shooting range and learn how to use it. And then after you have a bolt action rifle, I'd get a revolver and I'd get a shotgun, and you'll be in pretty good stead with those three firearms. And then just hope you never have to use them. Work towards liberty and freedom and waking people up and saying no to the corrupt system. But, commit that you're never going to go to a forced labor camp. And then if just a small portion of the public fights back against a scenario like that, they will be forced to back off. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back in the next hour and just continue with your phone calls. And I've gotten better. I think you've noticed taking calls. But we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. So that means each caller is just going to get about a minute and a half or so, because I love all the different directions that you take us in. 1-800-259-9231. I am not going to spend a lot of time on this, but people always ask me why I'm not that involved in Austin, Texas, out at events and doing local activism. The big reason is I'm so busy. The big reason is, I don't have a lot of spare time. I'm making documentaries. I'm doing other radio and TV interviews. I've really got to cut back on the amount of work I'm doing. I can't do more. That said, also, there's a lot of crazy people here locally who just always invent new stuff about me. You know, I opened up my email a minute ago with somebody saying, I'm going to kill you. You sabotage some radio thing and hack something, and we have proof. I mean, I just can't deal with it anymore, man. People just constantly making stuff up. and then I'm not friends with them, and so I'm bad. You know, that's why another reason I'm not involved in the Austin community, not with the general listeners. I just don't want to go to events because, you know, if somebody gets in my face, you know, I just can't handle it. I mean, I've been wronged, and I'm just sick of the persecution. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones today. The big story, the thing I'm outraged about, the thing I'm most concerned about, and I'd love to hear what the listeners have to say about this, is Bloomberg, the AP, and others are reporting what Paul Watson's condensed into one big report at prisonplanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money, fails to comply with congressional demands for transparency, underscoring age-old problem of top-down socialism and letting the fox guard the hen house. The Federal Reserve is facing a lawsuit after it failed to comply with congressional demands for transparency and disclose the destination of at least $2 trillion in bailout funds, underscoring once again the failure of top-down socialism. Well, it's not a failure. It's designed to steal money. It's not even socialism. It's just a heist. It's a robbery. And the folly of trusting the foxes to guard the henhouse. We didn't trust them, though. Congress was told martial law would physically be declared. And the cowardly public said martial law doesn't exist, so that didn't happen. As they announced more brigades of NORTHCOM troops to populate the U.S. This is a bank robbery going on. So I want to talk about that. Also, Paul Craig Roberts, who had been supporting Obama, because Obama had said he'd get us out of Iraq and get rid of torture and get rid of the Patriot Act and that he was going to reverse the wiretapping without warrants. Well, he's gone back on all of that now. And so Paul Craig Roberts has come out with Obama, Rambo, and the end of the American century conned again. And so there, that is right there for everybody to check out and to look at. Also, some of the other news I want to go over, a great article that's a boil-down of mainstream news stories that's at Anti-Fascist Calling. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com. I had a guest on about it earlier in the hour. AM and FM, and shortwave listeners had got to hear that. Our internet's been down at Genesis off and on, so you may have missed that, but it'll be out on the podcast later, so I'm going to go back over some of it, but I haven't covered it really in detail yet. Space-based domestic spying, kicking civil liberties to the curb. And we'll be breaking that down. Also, $150 billion more for AIG, U.S. government. Starbucks fourth quarter profit drops 97% on closure cost. Also, Obama puts hundreds of Bush rulings under review. So that's the Independent in England implying that Obama's going to reverse a bunch of what Bush has done. And we're going to see lots of PR stories claiming he's changed something. But we're going to look at the fine print of all of that, because he's already announced he isn't changing anything. Also, we had the Republican, Norm Coleman, winning narrowly by about 725 votes in the Minnesota race, but suddenly, after recounts being done before the official recount at the polling places by the election officials, magically it looks like Al Franken may win. So we'll be going over some of that as well. And now the cops want to use smell to identify you. Odor printing could be used to identify people. Human beings could one day be identified by our smells, according to research that shows individual odor prints cannot be masked by diet. You may have the over scent of garlic or cologne or whatever. But there's still that DNA print, that pheromone that is unique to you. So now they get a swab of your underarm or a dirty shirt. Feds can set you up with that. So that's the problem with all this DNA and all this other, you know, systems, is they have been proven at crime labs everywhere to be framing people en masse. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So much is happening in the media. So much is going on in the news. We're taking a lot of phone calls. Your response to more than $2 trillion, and that's not even counting all the other money, but over $2 trillion sucked out of the taxpayer coffers in the Treasury to the Federal Reserve, given to themselves, given to their private member banks. You've got 12 regional banks. You've got a group of five private banks in the U.S. that hold stock. Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America in the private Federal Reserve, and they are giving the money to themselves. That's all been admitted. I mean, it's funny. On one hand, they'll admit they're giving it to themselves as bonuses and to buy other banks. They'll even tell the New York Times. But then when Congress wants to see it, they say, no, you don't get any of the particulars. Now, can you imagine any other? I mean, even third world countries aren't this bad. Normally, when the dictator or the corrupt group runs off, they'll run off with a few billion bucks. And they'll run off to, if they were President Salinas, they'd run off to New York City. Or if they were, you know, somebody in another third world country, they'd run off to Europe. But no, not now. In America, they just say, we're going to set up a world government run by us, and we're going to steal everything. And the military says, oorah, oorah. Just incredible. Let's go to your phone calls here. Who is up next here? James in Canada. James in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. It's James LaChance here from Canada. How are you today?
Good. Let me ask listeners a favor. I'm going to put him on hold real quick. I let people about 10 years ago call in and say their first names, I mean, and second names, their last names. And I always wondered why I would hear Art Bell not let people do that. And that's because of lawsuits. Now, James, I'm not saying that your last name isn't LaShawn. But the point is that people will call in and misrepresent themselves as other people. And then people will claim that I have a liability to keep them off the air. Which I really don't, but the point is that I'd really like it. I know it's a thing about showing who you are and being proud of yourself and being proud of who you are. But just generally, it's good, unless I know you or you've been a guest on before. Maybe you haven't. I forgot. People just use their first names. Okay, James. Let's go back to James in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I've been trying to.
It's not your fault. It's a neurotic, cowardly population's fault. But go ahead.
Exactly. I actually have laid, Alex. I've been basically trying to not be incognito when I'm sending my message of freedom and truth out on the internet.
No, that's the answer. That's the answer.
I'm certainly not ashamed of the message that we're sending out.
Well, I agree.
Anybody wants to talk to me, they know how to get a hold of me, no problem.
Well, I agree. I mean, just to elaborate on this, we have to be out in the open. We have to reach out to people. Yeah. And we have to be able to show people this is mainstream. This isn't embarrassing. This isn't bad. Saying
exactly.
It's wrong to have $2 trillion openly stolen from us, or it's wrong to have Defense Department spy satellites spying on us. You know, we're the good people.
My point, Alex, is whether I come in and call you as Reptoid or I call you as XBJ, it doesn't really matter. They know I'm calling you anyways. So what difference does it make? You know?
Well, anyway, here's my point, Alex.
I just returned from a Remembrance Day ceremony. My father's a Korean War veteran, and he was asked to go give a speech at our local high school here, my daughter's high school. And it was just an absolute wonderful experience for the 900 kids that were in that auditorium listening to my dad give his testimony about fighting in Korea for the freedom and family love that you know he has for our family and the love that he has for his country. He went to Korea in 1951. He's seen the whole dirty game over there. Did it for God and I should say king and country up here at that time. And the same thing with our fellow veterans in the United States, the brave men that fought and died in all of the wars for our freedom. Today is Remembrance Day, and I just want all of our all of your audience there, Alex, who are very intelligent people, obviously, if they're listening to you on a regular basis, to you know remember our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom, and that's why they went there and they fought. They fought for our freedom. And by God, Alex, because they were conned in some cases, that's no excuse for us not to respect them. It's no excuse not for us to stand at attention when we're playing the national anthem. We need to respect every single member of the military throughout the world that's trying to fight for our freedom. Whether they know the truth or not, Alex, these people are putting their lives on the line. And I tell you, man, I've grown up with this my whole life, and part of the problem here is sometimes maybe we get a little too energetic or aggressive with the truth. And breaking through to some of these people is important that we do it with a very soft approach. And that's just part of my message for this morning. I have one question for
you. Well, I always hear that as the conventional wisdom, and I found that of the different ways of waking people up, that's the least effective. You know, everybody...
That's possible, Alex. That's possible. But my point is, we had a couple of young widowed brides at our ceremony here today, and you know, I may be the only one that was awake in that auditorium today. For all I know, I have no idea of knowing. But you know, I'm just looking at this whole crowd and going, you know, what
we better let them. Hold on, let me say a few things here. Yeah, sure. We better just let them. Have their delusion, their view, because it may be a complete lie and a fraud, but it's too painful for them to ever really learn that. Now, I'm not saying that that's what you're saying, but we can't choose our reality. Reality is reality. Perception is not reality. It's delusion. And so I'm not saying that there aren't cases. I'm not saying that there aren't times when the light-handed approach isn't better with certain people. I'm saying per capita or on average, we need to be upset. We need to be out in the open about all of the just unprecedented crimes that we see being committed by corrupt elites. Now, I got to move quick. Spend about 6-7 minutes with you. What is your question?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm just looking at the top of the New World Order, if we can for a second. And every time I see basically the Illuminati symbol, whatever the eye of whatever it is,
the eye of Horus.
There's always a crown involved with it, Alex. Whether it's a Mason thing or a British thing or an Israeli thing, or you know, there's always a crown at the top of it. And I'm wondering if you have any insight as to possibly who would be at the very top of this New World Order.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. In fact, our movement, and I appreciate your call, spends most of its time talking about that instead of the unfolding New World Order system. But we know who is at the top. It is the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas out of England, intermarried with the Rothschilds, and into less than 20 other European and U.S. families. Coming up later after I take some more calls, Democrats target 401ks and IRA retirement accounts. We're going to be getting into that. Let's continue with your phone calls now here. Let's go ahead and talk to Vicki in Ohio. Vicki, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jones?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I never can tell if you hear me.
No, I can hear you.
Yeah, I know you're in a hurry. I have a couple questions. I hear the war drums beating for Iran. Being an evangelical, I'd like to correct that. I know where they get the unilateral support from Israel. There's a verse in the Bible that says God will create a nation in a day. A nation would born. I don't care what Hal Lindsey tells you. The correct thing is a nation will be spiritually reborn in a day. He meant at the second coming of Christ. That's what the Bible's intent was. God did not give the Zionists permission to go over there and kill innocent Arabs and steal their land. I'm just trying to help you out here.
Well, yeah, sure.
I know where it's coming from. You know what I don't support for Israel.
You know, I'd rather just not even argue with people according to what the Bible says, because they can twist it any way they want. It's wrong to shoot Palestinian children and laugh about it. It's wrong for Israel to be involved in the white slavery trade like it is. And it's wrong for any other country to be involved in that. I mean, Jesus spoke out against the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and said, you're corrupt and bad, and you're going to get Israel judged. And almost every prophet came to Israel and said, you've done wrong. God is going to judge you. God is going to send you into captivity. Now, according to these modern phony evangelical churches, no one is allowed to criticize Israel because the Christian faith is now about worshiping whoever happens to be the government of Israel and whatever new crime they're committing. And so that's the bottom line there. But at the same time, my religion isn't worshiping Israel, but my religion is also not bashing Israel. And Vicki, I appreciate your call. Chris in New Jersey, you're on the air.
I was just wondering what the new Bretton Woods 2 is. There were several, I go to a college, and there were several students, you know, trying to sign up people to join this movement. I didn't really understand what it was.
You mean there are people at the college trying to sign people up to support the new Bretton Woods?
Yes, sir. I would call you because, I mean, I don't agree with you all the time, but I think your points are interesting. And I was wondering what your opinion was.
Okay, Chris, stay there. Stay there. And again, I wasn't trying to cut Vicki off. I looked down and then looked back up, and like 6-7 minutes had passed with the last caller. And then I'm just going to try to get to more of your calls. When we come back, I'll briefly answer your question and get more specifics from you, Chris. They have dispatched bankers everywhere to push people accepting this.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it.
Yeah, going back about 2 months ago, when the bankers were getting cranked up to try to force through the emergency stimulus package, I saw national news stories and local news stories, even here in Austin, where the Federal Reserve was sending out PR firms, their local regional bank heads. They were telling other banks that they regulate, that they're basically over criminally. Again, private banks have regulation power over other smaller banks, which they criminally consolidate. And they sent them out everywhere to brainwash the public and say, go along with the bailout. You've got to have it or there'll be a depression. And we've got to have a new economic system, and the public's got to get behind it. And we have to demand this new currency, and we have to demand carbon taxes paid to the banks. This will fix everything. And so you can just Google banks send representatives to push bailout plan, or local bank president speaks to high school. And that's because public relations is important, and reaching out to the community is important. That's why whenever 9/11 Truth goes out and speaks to people, it's so important. That's why when land rights groups go out and stand up, it's important, or Second Amendment groups, whatever the case is. It's having an effect. Putting up a website, putting up a YouTube video, making a documentary film, starting a local newsletter that you know get a few advertisers for and put out in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter. Just get the information out and try to make it self-sufficient so it can pay for itself so you can continue to do it. That's the answer. Use the free market. And I tell people, go buy 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday or Sunday night on local AM station. It's very inexpensive, maybe $50, $100 an hour, maybe $200 if it's a big station. You can get a few sponsors for that. Most of you got money to pay for that yourself, or have your own business be the sponsor. You're going to reach thousands of people every week. I mean, you look at these politicians and these criminal corporate leaders, they're out there working hard to sell their agenda of tyranny and lies. Going back to the caller who brought up his college, Chris is saying he doesn't even agree with me on quite a few things, but he called me about this. Why, Chris, did you hear me tell you that they had their brainwashing squads out there pushing this?
I don't agree with you all the time. Well,
sir, I don't make up anything, okay? I don't lie.
I
operate according to truth, whether people like it or not. Specifically, what were they saying and doing, and who were they?
Well, the thing that caught my eye, I usually ignore those kind of, booths. And the thing that, there was a poster on their sign that said New Bretton Woods or we'll go into the dark ages is what they were saying. And I was like, what? So I asked them, what their positions were, and they weren't very articulate at their making their point, what they were saying. And I said, what about the bailouts? And they go, oh, we're against the bailouts. I just didn't really trust what they were saying.
It's all about deception. Yeah, the international banks engineer the consolidation, the takeover, known by the slave public as the bailout. I mean, the public was 98% in every major rule, 95 to 98%. 1,000-to-1 phone calls into Congress against it. Imagine how mad they would be if they knew it was all a scam engineered by design to consolidate the economy, and if they knew it was all designed to basically bankrupt things. Imagine how mad they would be if they knew this was all a piracy operation. But now they've got the bankers out. It's all over the news. It's no secret. Pushing the new Bretton Woods Agreement coming up the 14th and 15th, this meeting in Washington, then they're going to have follow-up meetings in Europe a few weeks after that to set up the new global currency run for and by the private banks, where they will regulate the world markets and the world stock markets and other banks. They will come in using governmental power and shut down other banks and insurance companies that they don't own and control. And then meanwhile, on the 14th, 15th, 16th, they're having a homeland security drill with NORTHCOM to practice martial law takeover. Now, I'm not saying that anything's going to happen on those dates. Some people are running around doing that. I'll be blamed for it. I'm saying these are all part of larger takeover drills. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, try to record those guys. Put it up on YouTube. That's how we're going to defeat this.
Way up north.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
North to Alaska, go north to Russia's own.
It was CNBC, not MSNBC, that reported yesterday that they think it'd be a good idea to force medicate the public with statins or anti-cholesterol drugs in the water. There are literally probably thousands. I've seen hundreds of studies saying, without even looking, that statins attack your artery walls, attack your brain, your liver. Your brain is made up out of cholesterol. In fact, the majority of the non-water component of your brain is cholesterol. It's a electrochemical computer, really oil-based. And that's why they tell people that have a lot of seizures to eat more fatty foods. There are a bunch of studies showing fatty foods are actually really good for brain activity. So, of course, the New World Order doesn't want us to be eating things that actually increase and boost intelligence. Obviously, too much fat or the trans fats, the artificial fats that your body isn't designed to eat are what are deadly. But are they going to take those out? Absolutely not. They're just going to restrict the good fats. Later I'm going to play that newscast where they are saying that they want to put it in the water supply. It's up on prisonplanet.com. And then they say, oh, but the public won't want it, like the communist plot for fluoridation. Then they all giggle. So I'm also going to play a clip on that front. I want to go to Herb, Fred, Steve, Jason, Chris, Michelle. But I also want to go ahead and get into Democrats target 401k and IRA retirement accounts. Now, this is going to happen. And this was proposed a long time ago by the IMF and the World Bank. And we warned you about this in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, published in 2002. By the way, almost out of print. There's a few hundred copies left if you want to order one at InfoWars.com. Just want to let you know I'm not reprinting it. But it just costs too much to print 5, 10,000 more of those suckers. And so I'm just going to let it die. I'm going to let it go out of print. It's a great book, but I'm done with it. Plus, the printer I used is out of business, and I'd have to go have it all redone. And I just don't have the time, folks. I wish I had more time. There's so much work we could do, such a important work we could get done. And I also apologize to our affiliates out there that I've not been doing the best radio yesterday or today. I'm normally sharper, more focused, more energetic, but I'm here, nevertheless live. You ever had one of those upper respiratory things that goes up and down from your chest to your sinus? I'm kind of out of it, but I'm here, so bear with me, please. But I want to get into Democrats' target 401k and IRA retirement accounts. I want to get into that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover this story first. Paul Watson's doing a wider report on it, and then we will go to your phone calls. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of the listeners of this radio show to become PrisonPlanet.tv members. PrisonPlanet.tv has thousands of pieces of media, all 19 of my films, the two films I've produced separate from that, so 21 films total that I've been involved with, scores of other films have been authorized to post by the makers, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds and hundreds of in-studio interviews, hundreds of other special reports where you'll have like, an hour and 45 minutes of extras that aren't on the in-game DVD that are on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We just put up 3.5 hours of Willie Nelson interviews behind the scenes and Jesse Ventura interviews and the two of them talking to each other. I mean, really neat stuff like that. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, we are pretty much moved into the other office. I'm still tweaking a few things and getting ready to move out of here. But we're just going to start dumping masses of other video and footage nobody's ever seen going back over the years at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the quality just gets better and better. The super fast downloads or the streaming, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. You make so much of what we do possible here, and we just keep making it better and better for you. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I would encourage you to get one today. Now, some other sponsors I want to tell you about is folks like Food Shortage USA. Food Shortage USA are just great folks. You can check them out at foodshortageusa.com. This website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part of the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. It's not too late. You can still prepare by learning how to make your own survival foods. And you can do this for pennies on the dollar. Again, go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And another one of our great sponsors is Cola Blue. And I cannot say enough about this. We just ordered one for my house. My wife has been drinking the water here at the office. She doesn't really work here much other than doing some bookkeeping, but my point is she doesn't come into the office. She works from home, so she hadn't been here in months. And she was like, man, this is great water. This comes out of the air. And I said, yeah, there's normal humidity, about 7.5 gallons a day in your average environment. The lowest is about 3 gallons. It can do about 10 gallons. But it's got 5 filters built into it, and it goes through these 5 filters. after it's grabbed out of the atmosphere. There is no fluoride. There is no arsenic. There is no mercury. There is no bacteria. This is all out of the air and goes through five filters. Check them out at ecoloblue.com, or there's big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Acolablue.com, ecoloblue.com, or 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044, acolablue.com. Okay. Hope you check them out. Democrats target 401ks and IRA retirement accounts. Democrats in the U.S. House have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, and convert them to accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. Triggered by the financial crisis of the past 2 months, the hearings reportedly were meant to stem losses incurred by many workers and retirees whose 401ks and IRA balances have been shrinking rapidly. Now, what did I tell you months ago? It's going to be just like Argentina and other countries. They're taking it to keep it safe. The government always wants to keep you safe and always wants to help you. They love you. That's a joke for those drinking fluoride. The testimony of Teresa Gardasilli, we're going to get her on, professor of economic policy analyst at the New School for Social Research in New York, in a hearing October 7th, drew the most attention and criticism. And I've been reading these testimonies. That's why I told you about this a while back. I mean, they really did say this. Testifying for the House Committee for Education and Labor, she proposed that the government eliminate tax breaks for 401ks and similar retirement accounts, such as IRAs. And they're talking about, by the way, retroactively. Oh, yeah, they're going to take them. And confiscate workers' retirement. That's a quote. Confiscate workers' retirement plan accounts and convert them to a universal guaranteed retirement accounts, but with a lower yield, managed by the Social Security Administration. See, they're not going to let Social Security go bankrupt. They're going to steal the 40% of the public that actually save. This whole system is about punishing the middle class who actually saves and isn't on the government trough. And then they're going to tell the poor people they're going to get it. They'll really only get a few percentage points, a few crumbs. It'll be highly advertised. The foreign bankers will get it all. Representative George Miller, Democrat, California, chairman of the House Committee on Education and Labor, in prepared remarks on the hearing on the impact of financial crisis on workers' retirement security, blamed Wall Street for the financial crisis and said his committee will strengthen and protect Americans' 401k pensions and other retirement plans, and the Democratic Congress will continue to conduct the much-needed oversight on behalf of the American people. Currently, 401k plans allow Americans to invest pre-tax money and their employers match up to defend to a defined percentage, which not only increases workers' retirement savings, but also reduces their annual income tax. The balances are fully inheritable, subject to income tax, meaning workers pass on their wealth to their heirs. Unlike Social Security, even when they leave an employer and go to one that doesn't offer a 401k or pension, workers can transfer their balances to a qualified IRA. Okay. And it's being proposed as mandating equality. You're for equality, aren't you? Give us your money. You're not racist, are you? Give us your money. The bankers need it. And there's several other news articles covering all of this. Again, Paul Watson's doing a more detailed one on it. But we're going to get the people pushing this on the show. Now, notice how this dialectic works. This psychological warfare operation works. A Democrat, on average, will see anything and everything that a Democratic leader says through the lens of, that's my team, that's my family, that's my tribe, that's my group, that's my, you know, organization I support. It must be a good thing. It must be a thing that is going to help me and my family. And now the Democrats are saying private corporations, capitalism, free market did this, when in reality it is government. Instead of letting these financial institutions that engage in all these crimes fail, they're coming in and saying, okay, we'll bail you out with $2 trillion plus dollars so far of taxpayer money given directly to the private Federal Reserve, and then they give it to their private member banks who say they're keeping it for bonuses. But that's, it's even worse than that. See, I'm going along the lines of debate of, oh, the banks are in trouble, they need to be bailed out because of bad investments. But that really wasn't true. We had economists on, we looked at the real numbers. The banks control the fiat currencies. They could have easily covered the few hundred billion in bad mortgages. But instead, they advertised that it was horrible, that it was infecting everything to destroy confidence. They then said we were going to have a depression if they weren't given the bailout. But the bailout wasn't even the issue. The $840 billion that was really $5 trillion that they've already gotten $2 trillion of. The issue was the empowerment they got. And then as soon as they got the money, they didn't put any of it into the economy. So see how ridiculous it is to hear the Democrats saying, oh, well, you know, private corporations did this. They got out of control. And then the government had to step in to fix things. No, private corporations came in and bought off the government. And the private corporations, the private banks already own the media. And they came out and told the public, we're going to have a depression if you don't bail us out and give us all these new powers. But the public knew they were a pack of liars and said, no, we're not going along with it. And so the government said, we don't care what you want. We're going to save the economy. We're going to bail them out. And then it turned out it wasn't a bailout. It was unlimited power for these private institutions. It was the setup of world government. Okay? And so now the Democrats come out and say, the free market did this. The free market caused all of this. And so the government has to take over all these pension funds and 401ks and tax them and regulate them and take big percentages of them because you can't trust them invested in the stock market. And then the government's going to take that money and hand it as interest on debt to the private banks. You understand how that works? Not only are the private banks given all of our money, then we've got to pay interest on the money that we give them. See, it's so dastardly, so corrupt, it's so evil, I can't even explain it. I mean, how do you explain something this corrupt? How do you explain something this bad? I mean, Paul, you're in there. Is this making sense what I'm saying? So you're saying you're confused. Let me. And see, that's why the public can't figure this out, because it is just so mind-boggling. The banks set up a system to where banks can issue unlimited liquidity. It's not even real paper money in the banks. They then buy up bridges and infrastructure and media companies and defense contractors and toll roads and water districts. They then loan money to governments, county, city, state, that doesn't exist at huge interest rates. They get more and more power, more and more control. Then they come in and shut off liquidity, shut off credit to Main Street and the general public, and the economy starts grinding to a halt, and they all fearmonger and say, give us unlimited government power and unlimited trillions of dollars, and then we'll save the economy. They get the money and laugh at the public and say, we were never insolvent. We're hoarding it and keeping it for tens of billions of dollars per company in bonuses to our CEOs and managers. Then they have the Democrats put into office in the name of stopping all of this, because the public really thinks George Bush, the puppet, did it all. He certainly stood by and helped do it, but he's just a puppet. And now the Democrats come in and say, man, these private corporations have sure robbed us. We're just going to take your pension funds and 401ks now and tax them and take large percentages of them to keep them safe. I mean, that's a lie right there. We're going to take a bunch of your money to keep it safe. There's the congressman saying it. So see, it's so many lies. Every word, every statement is a lie. You have to stop and analyze each little fragment, each little piece. Then he goes on and blames the free market for all of this. That'd be like if bank robbers went and stuck up a bank and the police walked out and had a press conference and said, the free market caused this. The free market did this. We've got to outlaw having banks because banks get robbed. That's kind of like, we've got to ban guns because people shoot each other. Yeah, bad people, and good people need them to protect themselves. So this is just the total takeover. This is how world government finally happened, of for and by the bankers. And they've got the Democrats saying, we're going to take your 401k plan. We're going to take your pension fund under government control. We're going to not make it tax exempt. We're going to retroactively steal large percentages of it. You're going to get this as a government check from us. We're just going to steal the whole stock market. But then they're going to make the socialist end of it government, stealing it from it, but the profit end of it, that'll still go to the foreign banks. I mean, just unspeakable. But at the end of the day, the point is they're stealing your 401ks, they're going to steal your retirement accounts, and they're going to do it in the name of protecting it and then blaming the free market while they do it when they engineered the whole thing to begin with. And this isn't free market, this is robbery through government by private.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi.
Folks, bottom line, the government is totally illegitimate. It is openly criminal. It is not our government.
Interest is up and the
all the governmental powers have been handed over to the executive. And from the executive, it's been handed over to private international boards made up of the private banks.
I live back in the woods.
Beneath them
a woman and the kids and
sits the defense contractors and the media. And they own them. And you've got to ask yourself, what are they planning? What are they going to do next if they're openly doing things that have never been done before in the history of the world? And both parties are for this. The Democrats and the Republicans, if you read the committee notes in the House, both groups are looking at taxing and regulating and controlling. You see, the Republicans want to make you put your money into a 401k, and they agree with the Democrats, yeah, and then go ahead and let the government control that. So see how they're two hands on the same system. Democrats in the House have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, and convert them to accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. That was the lead sentence in an article entitled Dems Target Private Retirement Accounts, published by the Carolina Journal on November 4th. With those alarming openers, the article has gone viral over last week, at least among those who advocate less government interference in their economic lives. That's why we're doing a bigger report. Unfortunately, the Carolina Journal is only telling half of the story. The bad Democrat half, Obama missing from the Carolina Journal, is the bad Republican half that suggests replacing voluntary 401k contributions and savings with mandatory retirement savings accounts. This oversight is in keeping with the target market for the Carolina Journal establishment Republicans who like their partnership dressed up in libertarian platitudes. The Carolina Journal is the flagship publication of the North Carolina-based John Locke Foundation, which, again, is a neocon think tank, basically, but also raises money by bringing to town neoconservative, bigger government is better for spreading democracy luminaries like William Crystal and Frank Gaffney. Absolutely. This is from JBS.org and Jim Campo. I want to get Jim on the show. But that's it. The Republicans fool everybody saying, hey, we need to make people invest in 401ks. That's what the Democrats are saying. And then once they've done that, they're going to hijack them one way or the other. When are people going to figure out that anything that's in a bank account, anything that is in a 401k, anything that is not in your hand can be taken by these criminals? And then they can send their paramilitary goons to confiscate physical things. I mean, all over this country for 25 years, the police take cars, homes, businesses without anything illegal being found under asset forfeiture seizure. You know, you're not supposed to talk about it, but it's It happens all over the country, from Florida to Texas to New York to California, where they pull over an old lady. She's got $5,000 in her purse. They just take it, saying, well, prove it isn't illegal. No judge, no jury, no due process. And don't tell me I'm bashing cops. Just like when the Denver Post reported Friday that cops dressed up like anarchists and went out and attacked other cops, then the cops arrested real protesters and sent them to jail, charged with attacking cops. That's called stage terror, false flag. What you're doing's wrong. You work for a criminal government. Stop lying. You're here to squeeze more blood out of the fat hog public. I'm not your enemy. I want you to wake up and realize you're destroying your own future as well. So, yeah, nothing's safe when you live under tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with me. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the fourth hour every day, we go live for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We also do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the InfoWars.com stream listeners. I do want to tell you, we got some really big guests for lined up later in the week that we have lined up. I'm a bit under the weather, so put up with me if I'm a little bit more sluggish than normal. Just a program note, people are wondering why I sound different. Got a lot of news I want to go over, but first I want to get all these great callers out of the way who've been holding, like Herb and Fred and Steve, Jason, Chris, Michelle, and others. Then I'm going to play a CNBC clip where they are talking about how statins are so wonderful and how even if you have regular cholesterol, all cholesterol's bad. We need to put cholesterol in the water, put statin in the water so that you don't drink the evil cholesterol. That's one clip. Then there's another great YouTube clip, a compilation of clips with doctors and scientists that will play here, also at PrisonPlanet.tv, so everybody can check that out coming up later in the hour. But for those that just joined us, in the last 3 hours, I covered the PrisonPlanet.com story by Paul Watson, reporting from Bloomberg and AP and others, that $2 trillion of the $5 trillion, $5 trillion has been put out, and we've got links to the mainstream admitting that, but $2 trillion of it, the Federal Reserve is saying, we're not even going to tell you where the taxpayer money went. That is secret. Now, if that isn't just corruption beyond anything imaginable in your face, I don't know what is, but we kept telling people that was in the banker takeover bill. That bill wasn't even so much about the money as it was about the new emperor-like, godlike financial power this gave the private Federal Reserve to do whatever it wants with the Treasury Department and for it to be secret. And so they are raping us big time right now. Also, we've read multiple reports here for you with the quotes. Democrat 401k confiscation proposal is Republican mandatory savings plan. Both parties together saying they are going to tax and they are going to take over, and they are going to make it a government check. They are going to steal it in the name of protecting it. That's why the big private central banks cut off liquidity 2 years ago, year and a half ago, to by design bring the economy down so they could have a consolidation of it. And I am just totally outraged. Let's take a call right now, then we're going to come back and get to everybody else. I appreciate everybody holding. Herb in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Proud Prison Planet TV member.
Thank you.
And, you know, Alex, I want to pick up on something you said in Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. And this, I'm going to look into the mind of a psycho and this kook detector general public that we have here. As an absolute statement of fact, we've been under martial law since 1913. With the construction of the Federal Reserve Bank and the Internal Revenue Service. Now, if you look at this capstone that you revealed to us, the Bilderberg Group crap on the private central bankers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the empty shirt politicians who are basically controlled by the military-industrial complex, our economy is tied up in war that it benefits the military-industrial complex, period. Alex?
Yes, sir. I'm just listening to you here. You're absolutely right. It is. It's just absolutely horrible what we're facing. And you know, they sell the public to get involved in the evil. They say, yeah, the war is good for the economy. It's good for the people. So go ahead and go along with it. You know, we got to make money. But it costs the people money. You know, I mean, there are so many yuppies and people who've bought into war and evil. And, yeah, we need that oil from Iraq. You're not getting that oil from Iraq, folks. But sounds like you've got more to say, Herb, and you're right on. You want to add some points after the break?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I want to hear from you and everybody else. And I'm going to try to sit back and let folks roll. I'm going to take a lot of calls in this hour, and we've got some key video clips as well coming up. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, John, I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to skip this break, and I'm going to keep talking with Herb, and then when we go back to the full audience, you're just on the web right now, but I don't want to waste any time, Herb, here in the fourth hour as we strive to skip most of the breaks here. Please continue.
I made a statement on satellite radio last February, and I said this: America, as we once knew it or her, ceased to exist in the year 2000 with the Bush Nazi crime family's coup d'etat down in Florida. And I said the so-called way forward, which was what I was talking about, the Iraq surge, is coming from the Federal Reserve bankers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and all of the devotees of the Bush Nazi crime family's New World Order. Our global government, global economy, global media, global religion. If Barack Obama is not stopped from entering the White House as an illegal alien, this plan of the New World Order and the New Age movement is going to be escalated. It's going to be put on steroids. And I hope you let me make my last comment about the Fed protest coming off the 22nd of this month.
Oh, absolutely. Genesis has run ads for the folks that are doing that. Gary Franchi. And I even was the one that recommended to Ted that he do that, and then I get emails saying I haven't been plugging it enough, so I can't do it all, but absolutely.
I heard it.
Sure. Let's come back to the full audience here in about a minute and a half and plug the Fed protest nationwide. I think that's important because, again, it draws attention to who the real bad guys are instead of the diversion, the distraction, Barack Obama, John McCain. And you know, I don't want to say that I got sucker punched, but I really wanted to like Barack Obama, but he snuck up on people. He said, oh, I'm going to end the war. Oh, I'm not going to have warrantless wiretapping. And I remember Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and everybody else on here like 9 months ago saying, maybe he's good. And then as soon as he got people's confidence, he just turned around and said, I'm going back on all of that. But the general public has now wedded themselves to him, just like Republicans did to Bush. And so they're now going to go along with whatever he does. And so I want to hear you speak to Barack Obama and his presidency and why specifically you say he's going to help bring in this whole agenda. I happen to totally agree with you. The carbon tax, I mean, if people don't think our economy's already screwed up, wait till you see this. The bankers looting everything. And so that's why more than ever, we've got to expose the fact that the Federal Reserve is the problem. And this protest coming up on the 22nd of this month is so important. So we'll talk about that with you, Herb, when we get back, and then go to Fred, Stephen, Jason, Chris, Michelle, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Here we go.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Everything else is window dressing. Talking about Barack Obama, the big media event. Talking about Sarah Palin still. They're puppets. They run nothing. And the Federal Reserve is the issue. The private banks that are raping us, that don't want a free market, that don't want a real economy, that don't want our families to be strong. I see all these women and men on TV saying, my problems are all solved. The one has arrived, the savior, the president of the world, the president of the planet, the savior. Meanwhile, his whole agenda is New World Order. Finishing up what you were saying, Herb.
The gospel minister of about 30 years is getting to the point where I can't talk to anybody but Alex Jones, but you know what? I take what God gives me. I want to pull the covers off the beast. November 22nd, 1963, the last real president that we had was gunned down, publicly executed. November 22nd, 2008, 45 years later, Alex, we got the immovable object is getting ready to meet the irresistible force. And you know about the protest in 38 cities. Alex, what I'm saying is this, buddy. Something is going to have to give, and there's absolutely no mention in the media. They are enamored with this Barack Obama clown, which, as you say, prophetically, is nothing but a puppet. And if you look at the compartmentalization of the New Age movement, the New World Order, rather, he is being crapped on by the private central bankers. He's going along with everything. Like you say, he's gone back on the wiretapping. He's going to go back on everything, and the people who are going to be most affected are all these people who are walking around talking about, yes, we can. What they should be saying is what we want. And you know what? I am sick and tired of all of this New Age, New World Order crap, and I'm just like you, buddy. I got my powder dry, but you know what? The crap's going to hit the fan, and I'm going to be ready.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. In fact, there's so many guest ideas I have on air, and then I never telegraph them to Trey. Before I forget this, tell him to go set up Gary Franchi, the Lone Lantern Society. I think he's the one heading up that Fed thing. I can't tell. He's got so many websites. I know I've linked to it and plugged it, and Genesis has a link up to it. Yeah, that's a great idea. On the anniversary of when the Federal Reserve murdered JFK, people should protest the Fed. In fact, they've got a Federal Reserve up in Dallas. And I'm going to be up there for the JFK Memorial anyways, making a documentary, so I'm going to be at that. And I hope to see folks out there at the Dallas event and at the other Fed banks around the country. Yeah, there's 30-something of them, but there's 12 major regional banks. They've got offices and mints all over. Hopefully I won't run into Michelle Malkin again or anything. Let's go ahead and go to Fred in Philly. Fred, you're on the air.
Alex, this is one of the best shows you've had. You've covered the news very well. And I just want to say that on the issue of the Bloomberg News suit versus the Fed, I dug around, even though the government's closed, and I've got the docket number for that. And I would advise people to get a hard copy of that before it's dismissed or sealed. 08 CV 9595.
Okay, that's 08 CV 9595, and where is that filed?
U.S. District Court, District of New York. And the interesting
thing, do me a favor, email that to Aaron@Infowars.com, and we'll copy it and put it in our format and post it right now.
Yeah, and I just want to say,
well, for those that don't know, though, and I know I'm interrupting, you've been holding a while, tell them what the lawsuit deals with, because new listeners every second.
Well, you mentioned the cause of action. I don't have that in front of me, but you...
It's $2 trillion plus has gone to the private Federal Reserve, and they're saying they're not going to let the media or Congress know who it was given to, that it's secret.
And our right to know under the law, under the bailout legislation and the Freedom of Information Act. So,
well, you watch. It's going to get thrown out because I read that bill. It has all this language about how it's going to be transparent unless the Treasury Secretary says no.
Well, I find it interesting that the Board of Governors is in Washington, but this suit is filed in New York, and I don't know what the target is. Is it the Federal Reserve Bank of New York? Because that would indicate that one organization has more power than our constitutionally provided.
They probably did it in New York because they control the press and the media more there.
Well, the Bloomberg was the government is closed today. So I would try to get a hard copy. I can't email that at this moment, but I'm saying I would try to get a summary and a copy of that. And where did you? What article did you find this in?
Bloomberg, AP, a couple others. Go to prisonplanet.com. Fed hides destination of $2 trillion in bailout money.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Fred. Stephen in Canada, you're on the air. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good.
Alex, I just want to say, me and my friend Dennis, we respect your work and all the time you've made the people aware on your documentaries, such as Endgame.
Thank you.
My question is, Alex, how big is Canada's role in the global agenda? I understand America's role, but Canada always seems to go under the radar in this global scam. The gun control, the mandatory vaccines in my country is crazy.
The restrictions on free speech, the people being arrested for their speech, the police harassing you, your border guards harassing your own citizens. Canada is one of the most tyrannical countries in the Western world. And that's not just myself. A lot of human rights groups have said that. But they have this nice candy coating to it, so people aren't aware. It is very important. It has more resources than the United States. It has as many resources as Mexico. It is incredibly wealthy. And the people there are in la-la land. And but I've looked at your laws. Those aren't really mandatory. They engage in hoaxes claiming it's mandatory, just like here in the U.S. and England. There is no law. They just lie, again, showing how criminal your government is, and tell you it's the law. But Canada is very, very important in the scheme of things.
Do they practice eugenics?
Absolutely. They have euthanized just in the last 2 years. Whole Indian tribes have been sterilized. They kill the children. That was on CBC TV just last year. Well, you probably heard of it. It was big news. And, they just murder them wholesale. They just murder the foster children. By the way, listeners, don't roll your eyes. Go look up eugenics or Canadian government kills Indians, kills natives. I mean, certainly you've heard of that. I know it's big news up there. Have you heard about that, Stephen?
Oh, I hear a lot of things up here. I'm also reading in my local newspaper, Alex, about sodium fluoride. My city in Kitchener-Waterloo, in Ontario, province of Ontario, they are encouraging us to drink this dirty water.
Mm-hmm. They love you. They care about you so much. It's very important you drink that.
Sodium fluoride.
Very important.
Alex, the water is a different color, for God's sake.
I know. Listen, I grew up in Dallas, and I thought all there was, and I remember drinking water, getting a headache, brushing my teeth, getting a headache, and nobody told me about it. I didn't know. And then now I have this wonderful Valhalla of drinking distilled water or reverse osmosis water or Berkey water. And I've got all these different types of filtration systems. In my bathrooms, I've got Berkey's. And then I've got reverse osmosis for cooking, and I've got distilled, and I've got these generator machines.
You want to hear the funny part, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
They are banning bottled water.
I know. It's for the earth, because you don't need that water. In fact, they say in San Francisco and Oregon and other areas banning it in the U.S., you don't need that. The tap water just fine for you. And the plastic's bad for the earth, which it is. But again, it sets that precedent. I have articles here where they're, again, in England, they're going to roadside hot dog shacks and saying, you can't just sell hot dogs, you've got to sell a healthy dish. Now, that sounds reasonable, but think of the state power to say what you can serve or what you can eat. That's the power to make you take shots, make you take drugs. I appreciate your call. Now is a good time to play this statin clip. Now, statins, don't believe me, Google it. You'll be reading government reports, industry. It came out in the last few years. Maybe you shouldn't take statins. They attack your heart. They attack your liver. They attack your brain. Your whole body is made up out of cholesterol. That's cholesterol and vitamin C and vitamin A bind to make your tissue, your connective tissue. But older women cut all the fat out of their diet and wonder why their bodies go to hell. Because they lose their connective tissue. But they are now demonizing all cholesterol. It's a long 4-minute clip. We're not going to play it all. You can go watch it at prisonplanet.com. The headline reporter, what's the headline, John? I forget the exact headline.
CNBC host recommends statins to be put in the water supply.
Yeah, CNBC host recommends that statins be put in water supply. And so they go on to tell you that the drug company says that it's good for everybody and any cholesterol in your body is bad. Now, it's already been proven that the statins don't actually help you and actually hurt you. Healthy men go take them and drop dead. It's like they admit the HPV shot isn't good for you. Go ahead and play the last minute of it.
High levels of cholesterol in the blood don't necessarily cause heart disease.
They do cause heart disease.
Now you're talking about average levels of cholesterol in the blood somehow are contributing to heart disease as well, right?
No, lowering levels of cholesterol, but with a high level or elevated CRP. If you have over two, these people in this study, I think, had something like a level of four.
But the bottom line is it's not just cholesterol that you have to be watching.
Right. So when you go in for your blood test now, especially you, Joe, being over a certain age, you're going to say, not only check my HDL and LDL, make sure they put HSCRP in there as well.
Why don't they just put statins in the water or something?
A lot of people have said that, and they are in the water, in fact.
Yeah, that would be a communist plot, just like fluoride in the water.
Fluoride, yeah.
My sales guy brought me some Chinese food. I hadn't eaten yet this late in the day, and I dumped a bunch of this hot mustard on it and ate it, and I felt like my head was going to explode the last 4 days. But I eat a lot of hot stuff, man. I just poured mustard on it and just eating it. Eyes started watering. Head popped. I feel like $1 million. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, man. Mwah. I just kiss a little thing of mustard. I got to start. I mean, if it comes back tomorrow or something, the sinus pressure, I'll just eat some more of this. Man, that took care of that. Woo! Man, now I feel like ranting and raving. All right, that's Mindless Talk Radio. Just a new little wives' tale there for you. But it certainly worked for me. Okay, we just played that clip where they're giggling and laughing about putting... forgot to turn the ringer off over here. It's like an insane asylum around here. We forgot to... I want to play the end of that clip, last 20 seconds again, John... from CNBC with the headline up on prisonplanet.com. CNBC host recommends statins be put in the water. Play just the end of that again so people can hear it.
Over a certain age, you're going to say, not only check my HDL and LDL, make sure they put HSCRP in there as well.
Why don't they just put statins in the water or something?
A lot of people have said that, and they are in the water, in fact.
Because that would be a communist plot. Just like fluoride in the water.
Fluoride, yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
See how it's real funny? Let us now continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Indiana. Jason, thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I think something that's going to happen in the future is, I don't know if this is happening in other states, but... the governor of Indiana is going to wants to privatize local government.
But again, that isn't real local government. That's making your cities private corporations, the same thing that was done in Argentina and Brazil. When the bankers bankrupt you, they get the cities tricked into investing most of their money into the stock market. Then it implodes, and the private corporations come in and become the government, and then they double, triple, quadruple basic services overnight. This is about raping. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Colonel Shepard's report, and they want to deal away with local governments, and they want and elected officials, and they want to appoint sheriffs and stuff. And like small town people are kind of all, you know, related and stuff, and they can kind of talk, you know, something crazy is going on. Well, if they just appoint all these people, you know, they ain't going to give a crap.
Here's another example. Schwarzenegger and Bloomberg got the proposition passed in California to where the legislature doesn't choose the districts now. Now, obviously, there was corruption, gerrymandering, the way they drew the districts, but at least it was the people's representatives were doing it. Now, a board randomly selected by the governor, will decide that. Again, everything is about taking the power away from the county, away from the city, away from the state, away from the Congress. Tell me about your town.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people's just real small town and people's related, and if they knew something weird was going on, they'd probably try to help people out. But if, you know, they appoint all these people, heck, if you don't know who they're appointing, it's probably be much easier for them to try to
come
to us.
And how they do it is they say, let us take over your water district. Let us take over your police department. Let us take over the whole town, and we'll cut prices by 20%. What you don't read is that 2 to 3 to 4 years in, they can quadruple prices. Tell the people to read the contract. But it's the local city officials being paid off. They know it's a scam. They know what's going on. This is happening everywhere, sir. This is, again, just like they're stealing trillions a month out of the treasury in tax money we got to pay back, they're robbing everything. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I figure it's happening in other states, too. I didn't know if it's
specifically, though, this is something we should do an article about. I mean, the New York Times has done reports about it and said how wonderful it is, but we should do our own reports, or other radio hosts or other websites should do it. What specifically is happening in your town?
I just know people that works in the courthouse and stuff, and they're talking about how this is, you know, how this is a bad thing, and I think they should like try to petition it, but it probably ain't going to do no good.
Well, yeah, I mean, why don't they? Well, because they're trained to think we just have to let them do it. Stay there. I'm going to skip this segment, skip this break behind the scenes for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want to hear everything you know about this particular town you're in and what's happening. I mean, I know it's going on, but it's good for listeners to hear it brought home to them. Just, we've nothing we can do. This corporation's now the boss. Hello, here's my farm. Okay, let me go back to Jason. Where are you in Indiana?
In southern Indiana, in Versailles.
And tell us what's happening.
I just know that I got a friend that works in the courthouse, and they're all talking. You know, they're all freaking out, kind of, because they heard about this Kernan Shepherd's report, and that they're going to try to, you know, in about a year or so. He got elected too. I voted against him because I heard about all this, but that they're going to try to, you know, privatize all the, you know, just and privatize the local government and just bring in their own people and. Probably be much easier for them to. They haven't done it yet, but I think it's something.
And again, you've got lots of boss hog, corrupt little towns, but then the people sometimes even get fooled and think, oh, we'll just hire a new company. But the reason the boss hog little towns do this is they get promised to they're the ones that are going to get the jobs over it. You understand? So whereas there was government before, they weren't allowed to openly steal. That's how this works. Most of these companies are German, Dutch, Japanese, Arab. You know, they're foreign, British, Israeli, but mainly European. You see that a lot. They come in, and then they hire the local boss hogs to do this, and then the boss hogs for a big payment. And it'll be right out in the open corrupt. I mean, the company will, you know, pay $400,000 consulting for Boss Hogg's wife, and then promise Boss Hogg that he's going to get the contract to manage all of this, and then Boss Hogg says absolutely, and the public doesn't know what's going on. Public has no idea, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think he sold roads off and everything to foreigners and everything. It's sad.
Again, if you study the Indiana, the New Jersey, the Texas cases, those companies don't even really pay for the road. They'll pay, say, in Texas, $1 billion to get $400 billion in roads over 20 years. I mean, pull the numbers up. It's even worse than that. They are given everything. All they do is buy off the politicians, and then it's given to them, but then our cops will still write tickets and feed on the public, and we'll still pay tax money. And then in the Texas and Indiana deals, we even have to pay to upkeep the roads. See, we pay for everything. The private corporations get all the money. It's not privatization. It's mass stealing. Get ready. I appreciate your call. Oh, yeah, they're going to take they are taking everything. In fact, there's not much left right now. But the public will find out. Here we go. for those that don't know how government works, a lot of people think it's cute and funny to kill Iraqis. They think it's cute and funny to engage in all this tyranny. They think they're part of the establishment. They think they're part of the system. They think that they, you know, get power through George Bush or through Barack H. Obama. They think they're part of the system. And they have no idea that ruthless, cunning people are in control. I mean, over 3 million Iraqis are dead in the 18 years of occupation. Iraq's been bombed and occupied and under siege and under embargo and under blockade for 18 years. 18 years. Now, just since the liberation, around 1.5 million are dead, according to Lancet and all the other big medical journals that have independently gone over there and done those reports. Over 1.5 million. 1.5 million killed before that. Iraq was 25 million people. It's 20 million now. You're going, well, wait a minute. You said 3 million are dead. That would be 22 million. No, 2 million others are refugees and have left. Thank God they got out with their lives. And you sit there and go, because I see the YouTube comments when they're shooting kids or blowing cars off the roads, and you see the troops with their handles. You can go to their own websites, their own YouTube pages. Because I'll click, I'll go, is that really a troop? And I'll click it, and I'll be on his site with his own videos. And they'll be like, hell yeah, you got to kill these scum and show them who's boss, these sand N-words. You know, you got to, you haven't seen this stuff, Paul? You haven't seen the videos of the GIs laughing and just machine gunning whole families? You haven't seen the video of the contractors just sitting off the highway shooting up family cars while people stumble out dead, falling out dead? Have you seen them kill the puppy? Have you seen them shoot dogs? Have you seen them hand grenade sheep and families? You seen them beat little kids up till blood's pouring out their head? Oh, have you seen them run over family cars for fun and make fun of the family while they cry with their car smashed by an Abrams? I can show it all to you right now. The point here is that was all condoned and sanctioned. In fact, the Pentagon has had to admit now that they gave them manuals telling the troops how to have drop guns. That when you grease a whole family, you just drop a drop gun. Now, do you think the New World Order cares about you any more than they care about those Iraqis? I happen to know the New World Order's mentality. I've studied them. They actually respect those ancient cultures, and they respect those people, and that's why they're killing them. They want them out of the way. They want them under control. They respected the Serbs. That's why they took them down. They do not respect you. They think, but see, you don't get a glorious death being machine gunned where you can tell it's a crime. You get injected with mercury. You get fed fluoride. You get sprayed. You get to die and take your kid and bury him in the ground with all the onset of, you know, juvenile cancer. It used to be incredibly rare. You know, just 50 years ago, they'd take all the medical students in and show them a kid who had cancer, you know, at the Harvard Medical Wing, and they thought it was like a one-horned, one-eyed, flying purple people eater. Now it's like just everywhere. Mass death, mass carnage. Go look at the numbers for yourself. See, you're getting it too. The same loving. So go ahead and roll your eyes and laugh. Everything I'm telling you is true. The only reason I'm alive is because they don't want to make me a martyr and draw attention to me. And because there's a lot of people in government who are good. You're like, well, wait a minute, I thought the government's evil. At the top, the directives, the system is pure evil. But it's compartmentalized, and they brainwash those beneath them and only give them pieces of the puzzle and convince them they're doing it for good. So if you think you're going to go kill Serbs and Iraqis and Afghans and that that's not going to come back on you, and you can dehumanize them and that you won't be dehumanized, you got another thing coming. All right, I got to hurry here. I got a lot of calls I want to get to real fast. Chris in Canada, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks for all the enlightenment. You know, it's just amazing the way this world is. Like, I've known something's been up for years, but to actually start connecting dots, the last 6 months have been quite huge for my wife and I, for revelations and stuff. And the way the media is and everything you're saying is bang on the money. one great event that happened up here in Canada where I live that really opened our eyes was, I'm a trucker, and I'm up on top of the Pinas Summit, and I noticed these airplanes laying down chemtrails. I just recently started learning about chemtrails. This is in September here this year. And this is 4,000 feet above sea level, above the mountains between valleys where cities are. By the time these clouds get over above the Okanagan Valley where we live, they look like high cirrus clouds. And these particular two or three days, they were laying them down heavy, 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 heavy. And within a couple of days in the valley, you could barely see across the lake. And just atrocious. And the news is saying it's smoke from the forest fires in Oregon. I can't smell any smoke. All my friends and relatives, they go, oh, I smell smoke a little bit the other day or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what's incredible is that we've written articles where thousands of universities and government websites admit there is a huge global program to terraform the Earth. They successfully report that they've dimmed the Earth by 20% in the last decade. They admit the project started in 96. Yeah. They admit they mix it with fuel. All these years we were called kooks, and now they've just calmly come out in government textbooks, high school textbooks. They've calmly come out and said, yes, we are spraying you with barium and aluminum salts, which are deadly, folks, again.
Oh,
and I mean, again, until 96, a trail would go over and it would disappear in a few seconds or a minute. And you still see those trails right next to other jets laying down plumes that start falling towards you, and there's no doubt they're spraying the living daylights out of us.
And I'm a pilot. I know about airplanes. I know what it takes. I know altitudes. I know the vector airways up here. And I'm a little embarrassed I hadn't noticed it earlier to the extent that it is, but it's been particularly heavy this year. So I went onto the website for the Oregon Forest Service. And at that time, September 19th was the day that I checked this out, and it was posted that day. There was roughly 10 fires burning in the state. The largest one, I believe, was 75 acres. And we use hectares. I know I have friends that have fought fires. 100-plus thousand hectares. It's over 200,000 acres. It doesn't create that much.
Well, the point is, they admit that they're doing all of this to us. They now admit it. Even when they admit they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, even when they admit they're building FEMA camps, even when they admit the private banks are setting up world government, which they run,
but for me,
the general public still can't believe it.
This is just it. The sheet we are up here in Canada, it is just absolutely amazing what's happening right now. Me being a trucker. Okay, I go over to Alberta, and all of a sudden I start hearing on the VHF radio. I said, what do you mean I can't get fuel in Red Deer? They're like, oh, well, Chevron and Petro's completely out, Red Deer North, and they're rationing 400 liters per truck at the UFA card locks. I was in Calgary, so I was able to get fuel. So for 6 weeks, all the truckers in BC are like, man, grab your fuel now before you head out there, and things like that. And I'm sure you've heard about the gas line bombings.
Oh, yeah, all those bombings up there.
My buddies in Alberta in the oil sector aren't hearing much about this.
They're claiming the natives are doing it.
And us guys over here aren't hearing much about the fuel shortage in Alberta. You've got to almost be inside the local media groups. It doesn't get further. Even if you listen to CBC Radio, to your local radio, a lot of the stuff is there locally, but nowhere else in their other little airings, because it's all local airings, right?
Well, real terrorism you never hear about. If a real native group goes and starts blowing the pipeline up every week, that shows action. That shows something that could really shut the New World Order down. I'm not saying it's good. The point is, real terrorism is ignored. Whenever they hype something, you know it's staged. Listen, I appreciate your call. I want to finish up with the calls, but I want to play this YouTube clip that's also up on prisonplanet.com right now. America being dumbed down. Let's go ahead and punch this up for me. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, they can watch this right here. I want to go ahead and play this clip for everybody because it has a... It's a good compilation. It's a good compilation. So I'm going to play this, and we're going to come back and take a few final calls if we have time.
We're developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function. We're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ,
but a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So everyone's sort of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want. So, you know, you can kind of piece it together as to why they are so insistent in spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars of propaganda money to dumb down society.
This is I think that this bomber isn't Al-Qaeda, isn't anything like that. It's a man. He's more like those 9/11 was an inside job kind of guys. They protesting in a violent way, but in a violent way, almost like the echo terrorists, but they don't intend to inflict casualties.
Because they do it in the middle of the night.
He's making a political point.
They could have killed people with it had it been in the day, but they choose to do it at 3 a.m.
The cops have to go over there, and we just talked with the commissioner. He has to go over and say, does that camera store have a security camera? Hey, can we see that? There's no master grid of all the cameras.
A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency, or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them, or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up, too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal
Shut up. Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oaths? Why didn't you just shut up?
What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush's opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins. Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What is Fox News? It's just a parade of propaganda, isn't it? It's just a festival of ignorance. What? Why, a million people are dead in Iraq. Come on, this is ridiculous. What's the point of this? This is insane. Go outside. Go hug
Lee,
your children.
You should be more.
Well, Fox News is going to be.
Love your family. You know,
and you get
all the news.
Hillary Clinton is running.
All the news you can at Fox News.
At the start, you were listening to a medical doctor get into fluoride, aspartame. This is on mercury. Get them when they're young.
Many infectious diseases can be brought completely under control when vaccination against them is practiced universally.
We want people to be more educated because we don't feel like the truth is being told about thimerosal and about vaccines and about what the harm that it's doing to our children.
People have to realize that these flu vaccines contain thimerosal. Thimerosal is a mercury preservative which has been directly linked to the autism epidemic that we have seen burst onto the scene over the past 10, 15 years.
Dr. Kurt Wohler believes the preservative is fueling a sharp rise in autism. One in 5,000 children had the developmental disorder in the late 1980s. Now one in 166 kids lives with autism.
An increase in the amount of thimerosal injected into their bodies. Dr. Boyd Haley is a mercury poisoning expert at the University of Kentucky. He believes it is possible thimerosal could be responsible for neurological brain damage, especially for children who don't naturally get mercury out of their system.
It's one of the most toxic compounds I know of. I mean, I can't think of anything that's absolutely more lethal.
You can see that in this University of Calgary experiment. Mercury quickly destroys this neuron.
It's really medical insanity. Just still allowing this neurotoxin that has damaged thousands and thousands of kids. I can't tell you, I'm really sick and tired of seeing one kid after the next come through my office who I know, clear cut, has been damaged by thimerosal in their vaccines.
Thimerosal is a preservative
It's been in vaccines for decades, so literally hundreds of millions of people have received thimerosal.
As it turns out, we are injecting our children with 400 times the amount of mercury that FDA or EPA considers safe. A child on his first day that he's born is injected with a hepatitis B shot. Under EPA guidelines, he would have to be 275 pounds to safely absorb that shot.
For years, science didn't support suspicions about the preservative. But recently, the National Autism Association used CDC's own data to conclude children are 27 times more likely to develop autism with exposure to mercury-containing vaccines.
99% of the public really doesn't even realize that mercury is being used as a preservative in the vaccinations that they're taking themselves and giving their children. So, in essence, you know, they're just blindly lining up to get flu shots.
Okay, I'm going to come back in the final segment and finish the last few minutes. I don't know if I'll have time to get to the other callers. Who knows? I go into overdrive today. You know, I could do more than 4 hours. We could always do that. But I did want to tell you about a couple sponsors before we and I'm actually going to take calls just for the InfoWars audience during the break that's coming up, because I don't want these people to sit on hold. But before we do that, I do want the listeners to check out the folks at New Vitality, newvitality.com. They don't make any magical claims. It's just a high-quality, well-established, great-value vitamin mineral supplement company that sells a lot of different combinations of vitamins, minerals, and herbs that are known to have nutritive and health effects. Things like aloe vera with 29 other herbs in a combination, in a pill form that is known to detoxify and flush out your guts. Aloe, ease, colon, and body cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or you can simply go to their website, newvitality.com. There's a big banner on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But they have hundreds of products. Check out newvitality.com or give them a call for Super Beta Prostate, Aloe, ease, so many other great products. Call and get a free brochure or a catalog, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Call and get the free catalog, 1-800-569-4056. I'm going to come back and finish up with this video, America Being Dumbed Down, Low and No IQ. But we're going to go ahead and skip this break for the InfoWars listeners. Stay with us. Man, I'm going to be ready to get out of here when the show's over with this cold doing the show. I'm not trying to whine. I just, if I seem kind of like I'm out of it, that's why, listeners. But people seem to like the show today, so, you know. Do what? I can't hear you. It doesn't matter. Who's up next here? I guess Michelle in Chicago.
Oh, she dropped off. Next up is Andrew.
Andrew in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Andrew.
All right. How you doing, Alex?
Good, man. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I wanted to encourage you. I've been in ministry for around 20 years, and it's very discouraging. Like, I hear you talk about many of the ministries and congregations, they don't have a clue what's going on, but one thing I want to encourage you, are you familiar with God TV?
It rings a bell. Tell me about it.
Well, God TV is a booming network around the world. It started in the UK, and it's becoming very, very popular around the world. In America, it came here a couple of years ago, and they are actually now starting to expose the New World Order, so it's really exciting.
What's the name of the channel?
Yeah, if you go to god.tv, that's their website. And you, I haven't been able to watch it myself too much, but a friend of mine said that they're very much exposing everything right now.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I know on Dish Network and some other channels, there are some Christian channels that have, like, David J. Smith on and stuff about the New World Order. We're not really a religious show, so I don't know if I'll be on those, but I am looking at some Dish Network and others to do my once-a-week TV show. We're working on that right now to get that all finished up. But we've got all our other duties we've got to continue while we're doing that, but we are going to do it. So that is all being developed right now. Anything else?
Well, a friend of mine, after the elections the other day, I've been knowing him for around 20 years, he called me up and he said, I can't take it anymore. I need some answers. I need to know where to go. No more Rush and no more Sean Hannity. And so I told him about GCN, and now he's addicted to the Alex Jones show. So as long as he doesn't put you on a pedestal, as long as he keeps his priorities in the right perspective, but I know that he'll do that. But I'm really glad to know that more and more people are waking up.
Well, that's how it works. By you putting the word out about this show is how we reach more people. And yeah, with Rush and Hannity, I mean, Rush is still saying there's no world government and no new world order when every world leader is calling for it and saying the banks are going to run everything. I mean, everything we said is happening. Everything we talked about is coming true. And all they can do is point at kooks in the alternative movement. There are plenty of those who talk about ridiculous stuff and try to get us through straw men. I appreciate you calling. Take care. All right, real fast, let's go to Jennifer in Delaware, then I'm going to have to cut it off there with Carl in Canada and others, because I want to finish up this audio and video clip. Go ahead, Jennifer. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I actually had a question on this year's election. I have a friend who's incarcerated, and he told me that people came to them and told them that if they vote for Obama, they put $100 on their books. And I wanted to know if this was going on in any other states, or if you heard anything about this.
There has always been old-fashioned Democratic Party machine buying votes, paying people to vote in dead people's names. You know, we always hear dead people voted. Yeah, living people go out with a list, and they go around posing as that person. And yes, the Democratic machine generally steals through voter fraud, and the Republicans are more masters at stealing at the top. That doesn't mean that both sides don't do both. But I didn't believe it when I heard it. Then I saw the video of the Black Panther standing outside a polling place with a nightstick trying to intimidate whites. And yes, just because there's racist whites, you know, doesn't mean there's not racist blacks. Just so crazy that stuff went on like that. But if people think they're going to be saved, they think all their problems are solved, we've got to do anything to get Obama elected.
And also, do you know what these vaccines are supposed to be for that are so mandatory?
Well, none of them are mandatory. The whole issue is the government lies and says they are, but tell them to show you the law, they can't. I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. People can call me back tomorrow, of course. I'm going to play as much of this clip as I can. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. This is Fluoride, Get Them for Life. We've gotten to that part of the video.
Edward L. Bernays is regarded by many as the father of public relations. He was born in Vienna, Austria. Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Bernays pioneered the use of psychology and other social sciences to design public persuasion campaigns. He published several scholarly works still used in universities worldwide today. And he also spearheaded the national campaign to fluoridate the water supply of America through the fluoridationist of the Public Health Service.
This is one pollutant that we capture in the phosphate fertilizer industry. And having captured it, we can't dump it into the sea, but we put it into our own drinking water. It's extraordinary.
Water fluoride in our water supply is a very real and ever-present risk to our population at large.
Dennis, let's make sure we're clear on this. Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste. But it's actually a poison, right?
It sure is, and here's the quickest evidence. Go to your bathroom and pick up your toothpaste, and you'll see a warning that if a child swallows more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste, call poison control.
Wow.
The protected pollutant status that fluoride enjoys within EPA and other federal establishments is remarkable, as the charts over here show.
Last November, concerns over excess fluoride prompted the American Dental Association to warn parents not to mix baby formula with tap water during an infant's first 12 months.
Phyllis Mullenix found that fluoride in very modest doses produces effects in laboratory animals resembling attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
She says, do you have any idea what you're saying?
And he says, you're telling us that we're reducing the IQ of children. And basically I said, yes.
Scientists like Nobel Prize winner Arvid Carlson and a large group of EPA scientists have called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
All right, folks, it's an important video. Nice little 10-minute piece that somebody made on YouTube. Be sure and get it at prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody. God bless you all. Rebroadcast on the internet starts now at Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. And then I'll be back on the AM and FMs all over the places they re-air us, and back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. Good job, John.
I've called for the banning of fluoride because we don't know how much we're ingesting, so we don't know if we're being poisoned.
All right, folks, it's an important video, nice little 10-minute piece that somebody made on YouTube. Be sure and get it at prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody. God bless you all. Rebroadcast on the internet starts now at Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. And then I'll be back on the AM and FMs all over the places they re-air us, and back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. God bless you all. Thank you, Jimmy.